Kruger Contracting, and the Brittany Shufflebind Agency. Governor Football is brought to you by Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds & Associates Insurance and Real Estate, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, American Bank & Trust, Yesway, Pier Regional Airport, Nystrom Electrical Contracting, and Access Health Fort Pier. And Governor Football is brought to you in part by Kathy Sun & Shine Properties, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, TMA, Oahe Federal Credit Union, Lariat Lanes, Wagner Auto, Gators Pizza, Pasta and Subs, and Bauman Lumber. These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Football. Potsapa Agency, State Farm Insurance, the Hughes County Sheriff's Department, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office Division of Consumer Protection, Comtech, Coca-Cola Bottling, Leiden & Associates, Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg, Hermanson Endodontics, Cowboy Country Stores, and Gales Gas Service.
Now, Pier Governor Football.
Hey, and a very good Saturday evening, everybody. A night of high school football at long last is coming your way here in your home for Pier Governor Athletics, your official voice of the Governor's River 92.7, drgnews.com. It was back on November 12th, the last time this team played, and about 9 o'clock in the evening at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion, things weren't looking so good. After the third play of the second half, the Governors were trailing T area 27-7, and then the fireworks began. The Governor scored a touchdown. They held T area. They scored another touchdown. They held T area. And, of course, everybody remembers when it was tied at 27-27. The Governor's intercepted a pass in the last minute of the game. They get a two-minute drill in the final minute and a very, very exciting and memorable 40-yard field goal from Cole Peterson put the Governors as a fifth time. For a fifth straight time, in fact, for the state 11AA championship. Now, that's our instant recall, but it's time to push forward into 2022. New season, but a lot of the same cast of characters and a lot of familiar names and faces will be in Governor Green starting the season tonight. Welcome to Phil Trautner Stadium in Hollister Field. I'm Brian Oakland, along with Heather Williams in studio. We've got the guys from Live Ticket ready to go with our live video streaming here on a warm night, but probably will cool off a little bit, but still first night of the season. Conditions not necessarily what you would like for football. Could be a little bit warm, but everybody's ready to go. We expect a packed house here down in front of us in the stands, and hopefully a lot of folks watching as the Governors, the odds-on favorite to make it six straight in a Class 11AA, begin their title defense. Tonight's opponent, the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles, the last game they played happened to be the semifinals of last season's postseason run. They had an upset win at Brookings. They came here, gave the Governors everything they could ask for about three quarters, and the Governor defense stood strong in that second half. Defeated Aberdeen 28-21 that night put them in the Dakota Dome. And again, that fifth straight state championship. So a lot of things to remember and look back on, but a lot to look forward to in this season ahead. It begins tonight as we'll open up our pregame show, pregame in our game broadcast, once again sponsored by the Becky Potsdam Agency of State Farm Insurance in Pier. We'll take a three-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll get into a look around Class 11AA football. Five games were played last night. Two games will be played tonight, including this one, Pier hosting Aberdeen Central, and we'll look at all the scores. We'll look at how things fared last year in Class 11AA in the regular season, but look ahead to what's to come for this season. Of course, we've got coaches' comments and keys to success with head coach Steve Steele, and a whole lot more with starting lineups and everything else, so we can pile in to the Becky Potts of a State Farm pregame show, beginning in 3 minutes as you listen to Pier Governor Football on your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7, and we're live streaming online with the help of Live Ticket at drgnews.com.
For over 100 years, State Farm Insurance has been there to help whenever you need them. The team at Potsdam State Farm is your Central South Dakota good neighbor. While technology may have changed, you can always expect top-notch customer service from Potsdam State Farm. They'll take care of all of your insurance and financial service needs, where good neighbor service is their continued priority. Potsdam State Farm Insurance, with offices in Pier and Gregory.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Have you found yourself worrying about inflation and market volatility? Considering what should I do? Can I do anything? Am I going to be okay? The Reinke Gray team has been coaching their clients through these tumultuous times for over 35 years. Let us discover what easy, proven adjustments can be made for you. For a free second opinion, our team can be reached at 605-224-5959. Let's start today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through New Edge Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor. New Edge Advisors, LLC, and Reinke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
One team. The Pierre governors know what that means. And so do the men and women of the Hughes County Sheriff's Office. No matter how good you are, a good team makes you better. To be the best, that takes teamwork. If you want to know more about the Hughes County Sheriff's Office and their 361 team, log on at HughesCounty.org and click on the Sheriff tab. The Hughes County Sheriff's Office and the Pierre Govs, winning teams.
Phil Trautner Stadium at Hollister Field. Game night tonight, week number one of the high school football season. Looking ahead at nine straight weeks and a couple of weeks of the postseason and perhaps a return trip to the Dakota Dome for the Pierre governors. That's what a lot of the prognosticators are thinking. I know that's what a lot of governor fans are thinking as well, but it takes one game at a time, and that's where we begin here tonight. Again, Brian Olkin with the play-by-play coming up. Our coverage of the pregame show and Governor Football, also sponsored in part by the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, who celebrates being a part of a team, reminding us all to buckle up every trip, every time, and put the phone away, too. South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. Well, here's what happened last week, or last season, rather, in the how the regular season went. Of course, T-Area went into the postseason as the top overall seed. They had an unbeaten regular season record, 9-0, went to the Dome with an 11-0 mark, only to come up short in the end to the Pierre governors. Brookings and the Govs were both 7-2. Pierre did lose to Brookings in the regular season. And, of course, that season-opening loss at Harrisburg from a year ago. Harrisburg, of course, won the 11 AAA crown as well. Yankton was 5-4, Mitchell 3-6, Watertown and Aberdeen, along with Sturgis, were also 3-6. But it was these Golden Eagles that did have the upset win at Brookings as the 7 seed over number 2 Brookings in that first round of the postseason. So some things to build on for them. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Teams on the outside that did not make the playoffs, though, were Spearfish, who was 4-5, but their power ranking not quite so good. Huron at 2-7. Douglas was 0-9. Last season. Some games that occurred last night. Yankton defeated Mitchell 45-6, and Yankton third ranked in the preseason rankings. Watertown went to Brookings, but Brookings, who will be the governor's next opponent on Friday night, was a 26-3 winner over the Arrows. T-Area starts with a win at home. They beat Huron last night 45-6. Spearfish went to Rapid City, but loses to 11B St. Thomas More 21-0, and it was Belle Fouche defeating Douglas last night, 28-16. So that's the games that featured 11 AA teams last night. Tonight, Sturgis is playing at Rapid City Central. They're playing two games at O'Hara Stadium, Central hosting Sturgis after Sioux Falls team playing at Rapid City Stevens. That is Sioux Falls, Washington. Some 11 AAA games going on after Sioux Falls Lincoln defeated Sioux Falls Roosevelt last night, 29-16. That was the only AAA game that was being played. Harrisburg is at Jefferson tonight at Howard Wood. Meanwhile, O'Gorman goes to Brandon Valley. And mentioned the Rapid City Central game playing host to Sturgis. So those are the big school games that are still being played today and or tonight. The Governors hosting Aberdeen Central. Looking forward to it, no doubt about it. Pierre with their home opener, their season opener here on their home turf tonight, going to Brookings next week, and then another Saturday night game in the next Governor home game 2 weeks from tonight when they will entertain the Mitchell Colonels. But we've got a homecoming matchup the following week with the Yankton Bucks, which will be a good ball game for homecoming there, and then the Govs will have a three-game road trip with matchups at not – necessarily in this order. I'm trying to recall off of memory, but there will be a featured game at Brandon Valley, who is the number one preseason ranked team in Class 11 AAA, so definitely something to look forward to there. There will be a game at Huron in there, and a game at Watertown as well. They'll look forward to a rematch with T Area from that Dakota Dome matchup here at Hollister Field coming up in October, and the season will end with a trip out west to take on the Douglas Patriots. And Pierre and Douglas tied of unified, so to speak, in a sense, in that the newcomer for the Governors is the offensive lineman Jason Mishashok, the son of Dan Mishashok, who is the head coach of Douglas for a number of years. They've moved to Pierre, and Jason obviously finding himself in a pretty good situation with a pretty good Pierre Governor squad now. So a lot of things to look forward to for a lot of people wearing green this season. We'll take another break as we continue. 3 minutes, and we'll talk keys to success with the head coach, Steve Steele, when we return with keys to success from Central Dakota Eye Care after this three-minute timeout. You're listening to Pierre Governor Football.
He is here for you. With new inventory arriving daily, our selection is excellent and sure to fit your budget. If you don't see what you're looking for, we'll find it for you. If you're thinking of a new Chevrolet or Cadillac, now is the time to get that order in. Thanks for your loyalty. Spec-Motors.com.
Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden french fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy, tastes good.
You have a lot of expenses to juggle as a business owner. Worrying about health insurance for your employees shouldn't be one. Avera Health Plans could save your business up to 30% on health insurance costs without compromising your employees' benefits. You get access to a large network of providers and specialists, as well as 24/7 virtual provider visits with Avera Now. Now that's a deal. We make getting a quote and switching employer plans easy. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Krueger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Krueger Contracting on Facebook.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Call the Brittany Scheffelbein Agency, LLC, with offices in Pierre, Oneida, and Gettysburg.
Do you love watching high school sports but find yourself wanting to be more involved? Live Ticket TV has a solution for you. They're looking for production managers to assist for this school year. Duties include the management of equipment as well as basic technological understanding. But don't stress. Paid training will be provided. Part-time wages start at $20 per hour. Call 833-605-LIVE, extension 2. That's 833-605-5483, extension 2. And punch your ticket to joining one of the fastest-growing companies in South Dakota.
All right, time for Keys to Success here as we talk with Steve Steele, game number one of the season. A lot of anticipation ahead, and Coach Steele, I mean, how can we start the season without just remembering one more time how last season ended? I mean, it's just winning that championship game over T area, and a come-from-behind effort for the ages. What residual effects are still going on with that?
It's been different. I think a lot of people have said how many times they've watched the kick and all those different things. And, selfishly, we've done that plenty too. But it's exciting to have something new, to be able to watch some fresh film and with a new team and some new energy around to just see what this team's about.
You watch the kick, but you got to watch the lead up to it as well. A defensive play that started it, the 2-minute drill. And I basically, as we start to transition toward this, it's that ability to run a 2-minute offense and a lot of the key players, pretty much all your skill position players are going to be back. That means a lot of excitement and anticipation coming into this year.
Yeah, we've got a lot of our skills back. I think that really allows us to open things up even more, especially just having a quarterback back in general. I mean, you kind of look for a few concepts for their first year starting, and then you can add a few more their second year. And this will be the first time we've had a 3-year quarterback, I guess, in the 6 years I've been here. So really, really can open things up a little bit more this year. So we're excited to do that from his part, but then also just with all the different guys that we have back, it makes it easier to add as well.
It's a group of guys that has set records along the way, whether a single season or already some career records being set. You're only going to be adding to those, and I think the questions were going to be maybe on the line, filling some holes, and you get a big hole filler coming to you now in Jason Mishashak. But what are you looking at, just the big picture all around with that as well?
Yeah, the line's definitely been the biggest voids for us to fill in and find out. There's been a lot of competition at those spots throughout preseason here. Jason's a huge add, both literally and figuratively, I guess. But he's come in and done a great job. He'll be definitely in there. But we've had a lot of competition for those last couple offensive line spots. And no matter how it's gone, I think that the most fun part for us is we felt we were really small last year. We were very, very small up front, and we won't be as small this year. A lot of our guys that were small this year or small last year are now juniors. They're a year older. They've thickened out and filled out a little bit more. So we'll have a little bit more weight and muscle to throw around. But I said that's probably the most exciting thing is I think that we feel like we're a little bit stronger up front than we were last year.
We talk about how winning breeds winning. You're on a run of 5 straight state championships. You're the favorite to win a 6th straight. But within the squad now, how much as you talk about competition, trying to fill some holes. I mean, is the competition ramping up now to for these young guys who want to get in, and contribute and get a taste of the winning themselves here?
Yeah, there's been a lot of kids that have really tried to just find a way onto the field. Special teams can be just as good a way as any. And I think this will definitely be the first time we won't really have much for two-way players. And that's, again, a huge, we talked about Aberdeen last year. they didn't really have any two-way guys last year, and I thought that paid dividends for them when they got to the playoffs and were able to go take down Brookings and give us everything we could handle. You know, that's just that half the amount of hits, you know, that you're going to take in a season when you're only playing one way. And, you know, usually we're somewhere in the 4 to 6 range for two-way players, and Jason's really the only one that's probably going to be semi a two-way guy. Other than that, we should be pretty much one-way players, other than maybe a special situation here or there, and I think that alone will be huge for our guys.
Perfect segue. When you mention Aberdeen, that's your first opponent here tonight, and obviously a team that really, really impressed in that postseason run. They were a tough opponent to kind of be the last line of defense on your trip to the Dome as well. And I know they lose Sam Rolfs and some of his receivers, but what do they have coming back?
Well, first and foremost, they've got the running back, and he's a load. He's really good. I think he's listed at like 220 now or 215, and he's not slow. He's just, and he can handle the workload. You know, he can handle 30 or 35 carries in a game, and that's a tough thing for defense. You know, when you know it's coming and he's going to get 4 yards or 3 yards, and you know those long sustained drives are really, really tough. So he's going to be a guy we have to contend with, and a lot of their linemen are back. I think they've got probably 7 or 8 combined offensive and defensive linemen back, and you know, their line was good last year. You know, obviously they were able to really control the tempo of that playoff game for the majority of it, and a lot of that goes to their trenches.
This looks like keys to success for both teams really is all about efficiency. I think obviously for Aberdeen, they've got to keep control of the ball on offense, but I think for your offense, it's just a matter of staying efficient and not making mistakes.
Yeah, offensively, if we can, like you said, play efficient, it's going to be huge for us. You know, I think the neat part about what we have this year is with as many returners, we should hopefully be able to dictate tempo a little bit more and really speed tempo up if we want, or really slow it down. Where, you know, I said, I think with an Aberdeen, that's a big thing we can't allow them to do is to dictate that pace. You know, I think you look at our two games with them last year, the first game was played much more in a way that favored us, and the second game was much more in a way that favored them. So I said, I think that's going to kind of come down to, or could come down to it again. So we'll see how it goes.
All right. Any other keys tonight then?
We got to win first down, especially defensively. We got to win first down. We can get them off schedule, behind the chains, take the ball out of Sarda's hands a little bit more. That'll be huge. And then offensively, it's just all going to be, like you said, about efficiency. You know, we're not going to need to necessarily be in a third and short. You know, we'll be just as comfortable in third and mediums, hopefully not third and longs. But, you know, we know we'll get some opportunities to make some plays, and we've just got to make sure we execute them.
All right, Coach, on behalf of all of the fans, I think we can't wait. Let's get it started, all right? Good luck.
Let's do it. Thanks.
Steve Steele, the head coach of the Pierre Governors, coaches comments, keys to success that are brought to you by Central Dakota Eye Care in Pierre, as we try to get our bearings straight with our pregame schedule and getting in the swing of things. We're going to move right into the naming of the starting lineups here. Starters are brought to you by Envirotech in Pierre, and then they'll have the national anthem after that, so we'll take a break shortly. But let's give you the starters for the Pierre Governors. You'll recognize a lot of these names. Of course, quarterback Lincoln Keenels, a 195-pound senior, committed to the University of Washington for next year, and, of course, a lot of eyes all season going to be on him, perhaps as the player of the year that folks will expect throughout the state of South Dakota. That's just the type of player that he is, and of course we kind of know what we'll see and what we'll expect from a guy like Lincoln Keenels. Behind him, the tailback will be Brock Mosier, 165-pound junior. Wide receivers, there's three of them, a junior in Cade Kaiser. Seniors, Jack Merkwan, who's already broken some records and will continue to set more records in the receiving ranks for the rest of this season. Brecken Kruger is another senior at the wideout spot. He'll come in as a starter now. Matthew Hansen was a wide receiver from a year ago, but has been lost to graduation. Here's some names on the offensive line to get used to. Matthew Brewer, a junior tackle at 205 pounds. Josh Switzer is a guard at a senior 215. And then Jason Mishayshock, the transfer in from Douglas, a senior 320 pounds and all muscle. This kid is an athlete.
tried and true through and through as well. And the Governors are glad to have him. Christian Bush is back, a senior, 260-pound lineman in the middle as well. Matthew Coverdale, a junior, 225. Tight ends, there will be two of them employed. Jet Zabel is a junior, 215, and Jackson Edmond, the big, tall, 200-pound senior tight end as well. Governors on defense put Mishayshock in the middle, but then flank him with Josh Rydberg, a senior, and Emmett Anderson, a junior, at the defensive tackles. Linebackers include Elijah Bucci, the sophomore, Trey Lewis, a junior, and then familiar names as well, Deegan Huska, Chase Sarda, and Gavin Stotts in the middle, all three of them seniors. Jaden Wiebe, the senior, in the cornerback spot. Spencer Schunsberg will play corner as well, a junior, at 175, and Jacob Mayer, a senior, playing free safety. The Governors last year had Lincoln Keenholz playing safety a lot. May not need that so much this season. You'd think they'd want to protect him in that quarterback spot as well. Governors are head coached by Steve Steele, assisted by Matt Thorson, Nathan Nas, Scott Nye, Sean Lewis, Adam Spohr, Dan Mishayshock, Jeff Schleckaway, Brevin Kaiser, and Duncan Trowell. The starting lineups brought to you by Envirotech in Pierre. For the Golden Eagles, changing at quarterback, losing stud Sam Rolfs to graduation. Now they've got Dustin Hermanson, a senior quarterback at 180 pounds. Austin Erickson, the fullback, is a junior. Carson Sarda, the 215-pound senior, is going to be one of the best. He'll line up a tailback. And again, at 215, but he's got the speed to get around the outside as well at times. Couple of senior wideouts, Spencer Barr and Drew Salfrank. Salfrank in particular, a good one at that. The tight end is Brady Neese, a senior at 195 pounds. Lineman for Aberdeen Central, Samson Flockus, a junior. Bryce Beetlespacher, a big junior. Jacob Krenz is a senior. Andrew Jorgensen, a junior. And A.J. Preen, a sophomore for the Golden Eagles on the line. Casey Vining and Brian Johnson are the defensive tackles, both seniors. Ethan Orr is a senior. Chandler Gardner, senior defensive ends. The Golden Eagle linebackers are Tayden Brownson, a senior at 200 pounds. Will Heinert, a senior. Max Jamie, a senior as well. Aiden Hyman and Cole Arts are the cornerbacks. Max Lieberman, a senior strong safety, Jet Carlson at free safety for the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles. Their head coach is a former Peer Governor. His name, Justin Breeze. We tried to get a conversation with him throughout the week, but he did not return an email, so unable to hook up with him. But good to have him back here at Hollister Field in his first year coaching the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles. The starting lineups from Envirotech, keys to success also from the folks at Central Dakota Eye Care. We'll take a two-minute break, and we'll come back, tell you about the game officials, and we'll get you set for kickoff in week number one. Pier in Aberdeen, your home for the Governors, official home for the Governors, River 92.7 and DRGNews.com.
Central Dakota Eye Care continues to grow. Hi, this is Dr. Matthew Blazek. I've recently joined the practice at Central Dakota Eye Care. I'm excited to move back to Pierre, and I am accepting new patients of all ages. We offer state-of-the-art equipment, trained staff, and the best selection of eyewear and contact lenses. Regular, yearly, comprehensive eye exams are key to finding eye problems before symptoms appear. Call us today at 224-6128 for an appointment. Central Dakota Eye Care, 640 East Sioux Avenue in Pierre. Better vision for a great life.
Envirotech makes life a little bit simpler. No matter what the circumstances, no matter what is handed to you, Envirotech has you covered. One call is all it takes to have easy setup, easy pickup, and easy payment. Call Envirotech at 605-224-4804 or use their website to pay your bill online at envirotechwaste.com. Use their mobile app, Waste Connect. Check their website or receive a robocall for collection schedule because of weather or holidays. Envirotech has you covered.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Every day you share personal information about yourself with others. You may write a check, charge fuel, rent a car, mail your tax returns, schedule a doctor's appointment, or post something on social media. Each transaction may share some sort of personal information, such as bank and credit card account numbers, social security number, name, address, or phone number. There are unscrupulous individuals, identity thieves, targeting these routine transactions, trying to gain your information to commit fraud. If you think somebody has stolen your identity, contact Consumer Protection at 1-800-300-1986.
Back at Hollison Field, Phil Cotter Stadium, as the team captains will meet at the middle of the field for the enactment of the coin toss to get going here this evening. Brian Oakland with play-by-play ready to go with the kickoff in just a moment, but you just heard from the South Dakota Attorney General's Office and their Division of Consumer Protection. They sponsor our game officials, and we call them the law on the field. The Rapid City crew coming to do this matchup tonight between Pierre and Aberdeen. The referee is Randy Stanton. Royce Wurzer is the umpire. The linesman will be Lyle Talsma and Alan Schmaltz, and Landon Arnold, the back judge, as we thank our game officials for doing what is oftentimes a thankless job in officiating high school sports. Sportsmanship is of utmost importance, no doubt about that. So thanks to Randy Stanton, Royce Wurzer, Lyle Talsma, Alan Schmaltz, and Landon Arnold, tonight's game officials. Our law on the field, sponsored by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, their Division of Consumer Protection. Our Becky Potts of a State Farm pregame show has come to an end. It's time to kick this thing off. The five-time state champion Pierre Governors in Class 11AA kickoff against the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles. Kickoff sponsored by ComTech. We'll hear from them. And we get the season going next. Pierre Governor Football, your official home of the Governors, River 92.7 and DRGNews.com.
ComTech has your technology solutions. Check out their showroom located right off the truck route on Irwin Street. Come in and see what you've been missing. A large selection of TVs, sound systems, and smart speakers, PCs, desktops, and tablets, home and business security and telecommunication systems. ComTech is your all-in-one solution for any technology needs. Wishing all athletes the best of luck in today's competition. ComTech, come see what you've been missing.
Back at it once again. Hollister Field is buzzing tonight. Looking down at the crowd, the front bleachers are full. Aberdeen's brought a good crowd, and well, even over on the state office side, things are filling up here on a sunny night. Temperatures at game time right around 90 degrees, though, so water breaks are probably going to be important. Looks like the Governors will be the team kicking off here this evening. Didn't actually see the results. Well, looks like they're setting up for a return. So it'll be Aberdeen Central kicking off, and the Governors will receive. Here from our vantage point, we'll go into the western setting sun. Jaden Wiebe will be the deep man standing at his five-yard line. Kickoff again sponsored by ComTech Communication and Electronic Services in Pierre. At long last, people have been waiting to see their Governors back on the field. Expecting a lot of excitement this season. Aberdeen Central trying to be a little bit better than a 4-7 season a year ago, but they did have postseason success. Boom, it's up in the air. Wiebe waiting for it at his two-yard line. Muffs it into the sun, but he picks it up at the 5 to the 10. Middle of the field, tough guy to bring down, but he'll only get to the 15-yard line. So a little bit of maybe jitters or excitement, maybe just the sun got in his eyes, but the Governors are going to start and have to go on a long field to begin their high school football season. Once again, welcome aboard. Brian Oakland ready to go with play-by-play. Hope you're ready for all of the excitement that these Governors are expected to bring. They will be throwing the football, and Steve Steele will make no bones about it. Empty backfield with Lincoln Keenhole surveying. He's got two wide to the left, near side, one to the right. Wants to throw right away. He'll stay underneath. It looked like he was setting up to go long, but Jet Zabel coming up on the underneath route, and Keenhole's looked like he had a change of heart just as he released that football. So an incomplete pass to start the season for Keenholes. It'll be second down and 10 right at the 15-yard line. Aberdeen Central is in road white tonight. The gold numbers on the white, so sometimes these numbers could be a little bit difficult to see. Governors have new jerseys, new uniforms this year. They used to be black jerseys and green pants. Now it's inverted as Kane holds with an up the middle keeper. Just the quarterback doing what he's capable of doing with his legs. The 6'3", 195-pounder up the middle for a first down and then some across the 30 to the 35 and the 37-yard line. A 22-yard gain on the ground for the future Washington Husky. Ball between the hash marks. Kane holds on the far side a little bit, just inside the far hash mark. Now looking over the middle, tucks and runs again. Eludes one man, not the second guy. The first chase given by Casey Vining off the defensive line. And Lincoln with the good first down gain up ahead of the 40. Give it the 43. The Governor's in hurry-up mode. 6 yards on carry number two. And a second down and four here. So, again, the Governor's in green jerseys on top, black pants on the bottom, still got the solid green helmets. Sharp look for the Governor's. Keenhole sends a man in motion and fakes to him and dumps it off to Jet Sable on the tight end screen. Left side, near side, breaks a tackle at the 50, stands up a defender. He'll be wrestled down out of bounds and a good physical play by Jet Carlson. But Jet Sable gets the Governor first down into Aberdeen Central territory, and they'll spot him all the way to the 43-yard line. So from 143 to the other, first pass completion of the season is good for 14 yards, and the Governor's in business in Golden Eagle territory. 10:45 counting down, first possession of the game, first possession of the season. Here's Brock Mosier, the tailback, and Mosier dropped early. And no gain here. Well, maybe one. In fact, they'll give him two. It'll be second down and 10 on the first handoff of the game. Mosier going to try to get yards where he can, but might be a decoy. And a lot of times we'll talk about the run-pass ratio in just a little bit. Keenholz goes far side, and he misses this one short, looking for Brecken Kruger out at about the 40-yard line. So Aberdeen Central so far, overall, you got to give them credit. No big plays yet for the Governors, and I think a lot of people expecting a handful of big plays, especially through the air, each night out. Here comes Jack Merkwan, though, to the near side. We'll keep an eye on him. Short side of the field, three wide the other way. As Keenholz claps his hands once, Aberdeen flinched, but they didn't cross the line of scrimmage. Still plenty of time on the shot clock. Third down and eight, though, here. Keenholz, near side, quick hitter. Merkwan has it at the 30-yard line. Spun and looked like he had good yardage ahead. Still a good gain, but a nice play to get him out of bounds by Aiden Hyman, the quarterback. But there's Merkwan's first catch of the season. Good for 16 to the 25. So the Governor's in business here. Second completion for Keenholz, two out of four, 30 yards. And down to the 10-minute mark we venture. Clock stopped. The play went out of bounds, but it's scoreless yet. Here's Keenholz wide open. That's Mosier inside the 20-yard line. Hauls it in. Aberdeen Central trying to strip him of the football. No go on that. Mosier inside the 15-yard line to the 14, a pickup of 11. And the Govs starting to get in a little bit of rhythm here on this opening possession. Play number eight coming up under 10 minutes to go. Aberdeen Central getting backed up a little bit, trying to bend but not break. They'll bunch up the formation. Got Cade Kaiser wide to the left. Keenholz is looking to him in the corner, but he's covered up. Keenholz reverses direction, finds Zabel on an underneath route pass, caught inside the 10 to the 5-yard line, and run out of bounds by the Golden Eagles there. A pickup of 9. And a good job, good patient play by Keenholz. He didn't panic on that. He went back the other way. Jet Sable recognized it as well. And Sable hauls one in from four, a gain of 9. His second catch, still second down and 1. The Governors do not have to get it into the end zone here. They can still pick up a first down if that happens to be the case. Three wide to the left side. Kaiser in the middle. Got Kruger and Merkwan flanking him. Merkwan the widest, and it goes that way to Kruger. Tough catch. He hauls it in, but he's dragged down by Jet Carlson for a gain of 0. In fact, they didn't even get the first down. And now we've got a flag on the far side of the field, so we'll check this one. First flag of the game, first of the season. The Rapid City crew will fill us in as the clock stops with 9 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the first quarter. Golden Eagles pass defense, they know they're going to have to cover the pass all night long. As Randy Stanton comes to give us the indication, personal foul on the Golden Eagles. And this was away from the play. So the play will count. It's really a completion, but a gain of 0 to Brecken Kruger. It would have brought up 3rd and 1, but now half the distance of the goal puts it at about the 2.5. And the Governors have 1st and goal. Now near side on the hash mark. Here's a snap to Keenholz underneath throw, and Jet Sable's 3rd catch of the game is the one that puts the Governors on the board for the first time this season. Touchdown, Peer Governors, from 2 yards out. Lincoln Keenholz to Jet Sable. Those two connected for 2 come-from-behind touchdowns in the second half in the state championship a year ago, or a season ago. 10-play scoring drive for the Govs. Then with 9:20 to go, Peer leads 6-0. New kicker this year, Andrew Campia, out of the hold of Keenholz. Jason Mishayshak is the long snapper. This kick is blocked, so Aberdeen Central does a good job. It looks like 57, Jacob Krenz, gets in there and gets a hand on it. So a good play by the Golden Eagles to hold the Governors to 6, but 6 is enough for now. Peer will take a 6-0 lead. We'll take a 30-second break. Peer will kick. When we return, you're listening to Peer Governor Football.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Peer is thrifty, local, and convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart prides itself on their fresh produce, high-quality meats, and bakery goods. Grab some Caribou coffee while you shop, too. Lynn's Dakota Mart features a nice selection of beer, wines, and liquor. Stop at Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Take care of your prescription needs at Lynn's Dakota Mart Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Peer, your hometown neighborhood market.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7, KGFX-FM, Pier. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Back at Phil Trautner Stadium, Hollister Field, after a muffed kickoff return by Jaden Wiebe, the Governors faced a long field. No problem. 10 plays, 85 yards in 2 minutes and 40 seconds. Lincoln Keenholz going 6 of 8 on the possession. And the last completion is of 2 yards out to Jet Sable. Andrew Campia's kick was blocked, however, and the Governors hold fast to a 6-0 lead. They'll kick off, and Aberdeen Central will have their first possession of the season coming up. Golden Eagles last year had Sam Rolfs at quarterback, and despite the losing record, Aberdeen Central was capable of doing a lot of things. These two teams played in the second-to-last game of the regular season up in Aberdeen, and the Golden Eagles were up to the task, gave the Governors all they could handle. It's Keenholz kicking off here, and he'll send the Aberdeen deep man back to his own goal line, up the near hash mark, and redirecting outside the to the 20 to the 25-yard line. Drew Salfrank, the return man. And decent field position here for Aberdeen Central. Their first possession of the game. See exactly where they spotted. It looks like it'll be at the 25, right on it. So again, that game last year in Aberdeen, a high-scoring affair. Aberdeen Central used the pass to burn the Governors a handful of times. Last year, they were susceptible to the long pass play. This year, I guess we'll see. Dustin Hermanson is the quarterback, and the Governors waiting for Carson Sarda, the featured back. And he's the second man through, but he will only get back to the line of scrimmage. A good surge, and right away, the last guy away from the pile is big Jason Mishayshak, a former Douglas Patriot, now Peer Governor. Gain of nothing. It'll be 2nd down and 10. On the first attempt from Carson Sarda. 8:45 counting down. We're in the first period. Season just underway. And it'll be Hermanson under center, sending a man in motion. That's the fullback, Austin Erickson. Pitch out, Sarda, and breaking up the play in the backfield are the Governors. There's Trey Lewis from the linebacking spot. Lewis, the son of Sean Lewis, the assistant coach who's run the defense for a number of years. That's not his role this season, but I think Coach Lewis is going to have a good view of what the youngster can do from up here in the booth next to us. Loss of five from Sarda. Governor defense so far so good. Third down and 15, and we'll see if Dustin Hermanson can put one up in the air. We'll see if the Golden Eagles can protect. I formation, though. Going to keep it on the ground. Conservative to start. Got a good surge. Back to about the original line of scrimmage. 5 yards here. And there's no shame in punting in this case for the Golden Eagles. One of the last in the pile for the Governors. There's big number 77 out there, but sometimes these early season rosters don't have the right numbers. I don't have a number 77. So Shrimp back, or rather Sarda, back to the 25-yard line. And Jet Carlson will be in to punt as he stands at about his 11-yard line. Governors send two back deep. Trey Lewis and Jaden Wiebe standing at their own 40-yard line. High snap. Hauled in by Carlson. Boy, he gets a pretty good kick. Spiraling kick turns Wiebe into a fair catcher. He's able to haul this one in at the 43. A three and out for the Golden Eagles. The Governor defense does their job early on. Quick 30-second break. Govs take over when we come back. This is Governor Football.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Hackett Hollister, a gain of about a yard for on the first and 10 for Brock Mosier. Lined up in the slot to the right, came in motion to the near side. Keenholz with a handoff, but Aberdeen Central's defense up to the task on that one. Second down and 9. Welcome back. 6-0, Governor's lead. They scored a touchdown, but had a kick blocked on their first possession. They hold Aberdeen to a 3-and-out defensively. And now a quick hitter from Keenholz to the near and short side. Jack Merkwan with the grab as he's taken down at the 50-yard line by Aiden Hyman. Gain of 6, and it'll be 3rd and 3. So the Govs so far taking what Aberdeen Central will give them through the air. A lot of short routes. Only a couple of double-digit gains. Keenholz, who snaps or claps his hands to wait for the snap. Well, the Governors didn't snap it here, and Aberdeen Central will jump off sides. This will be their second penalty, and this one puts Pierre into Golden Eagle territory. And it'll be good enough for a first down. Cubs had 5 first downs in that first drive. This will be number 6, starting at the Golden Eagles 45 in this sequence. Now 1st and 10, inside handoff out of the pistol to Mosier, and Aberdeen Central gets into the backfield. Mosier dropped. Governors having a little trouble in getting the holes opened up. Ethan Orr busts through and drops the Governors for a loss of 3, this time back to the 48. Mosier had 3 yards on his first 2 carries, back at square 0. Halfway through our first quarter, 5:58, counting down. Keenholz with an empty backfield and 2nd and 13. Still going underneath. Jet Sable has it, 45 to the 40, near side, and Hyman is there again. So the Golden Eagles clearly taking away the deep routes, but here comfortable enough to settle for the underneath stuff, and Lincoln Keenholz well aware of what's going on. Here's Sable inside the 40, down inside the 36-yard line. That's a gain of 12, but 3rd and 13 was the situation. So it'll still be, or check it, 2nd and 13. Officiating crew will be bring the chains in from across the way. So the clock stops here with 5:44 to go. And the football is all the way on this side in front of the Pier bench. We can't really see where the ball is. I think that play happened or ended just shy of the 35-yard line, and I believe that is the line to gain, but it looks like, and it is, a first down for the Governors. So we'll give Sable an extra yard, 13, on his fourth carry of the night. Fourth reception, we should say. Here we'll have it, first down with 5:44 to go. Ball is actually just outside the 35-yard line. Game of inches, and this time they got enough. Govs with both tight ends here coming into the left side. You got Zabel near the line. Jackson Edmond will be in the backfield, technically. Keenholz on the near hash mark with two, three wideouts other side. Five eligible receivers underneath. Again, it's Jed Sable. Keenholz delivers to him at the 30. Sable makes the move to the 20-yard line. Far side finally taken out of bounds. A gain of about 20 here. Jed Sable with five catches. And once again, Aberdeen, key to success. They just didn't want to give up the big play, and who can blame them? The Governors had so many of those last season, but right now, 20 yards, big enough. That's the biggest play of the game to this point. Keenholz to Jed Zabel. 5:35. The clock stops. Going out of bounds. Govs leads 6-0. Looking for more. Here's Merquan on the slant from the outside. Caught at the 5. To the goal line. Touchdown. Jack Merquan. Jackie had a lot of those last year. He gets his first one from 15 yards out this season. The Governors on a 6-play scoring drive go 57 yards. They lead by 2 possessions now, 12-0, 5:29 to play here in the first quarter. Jack Merquan, a sure-handed receiver. Andrew Campia, who had his first kick blocked, will try another, and this one high enough and good enough to tack on one more with 5.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. New score, Pier 13, Aberdeen Central 0, as we pause for 30 seconds. Governor's kick, and when we come back, you're listening to Pier Governor Football.
Yesway proudly supports the Pier Governors. Go Govs! After the game, Yesway Rewards members can cool down with 2 bottles of Gatorade Zero and save 5 cents per gallon of gas. Join now at yesway.com. Yesway, say yes to convenience.
Let's go, team! Let's go! Let's go, team!
Bill Trotter Stadium in Hollister Field already buzzing. The Governors 2 for 2 on their offensive possessions. They lead the Golden Eagles 13-0, and they've held Aberdeen Central to just 3 offensive plays and a punt in their only possession so far. 6 plays, 57 yards this time for Beer. After that Golden Eagle punt, they take 1:43 off the first quarter clock. Lincoln Keenholz to Jack Merquan from 15 yards out. Andrew Campia's kick this time is good, and it's 13-0. Keenholz so far 12 pass attempts. 2 of the first 3 were incomplete, so he's 10 out of 12 and throwing for a pretty good clip. Quick math has him at about 106 yards so far. In 2 scores, he hits Abel from 2 yards out, and now Merquan from 15. Keenholz is doing the kicking off here. He's got a big one into the sun and this one into the end zone. So in just in case the Pac-12 is watching, they can still get a quarterback who can kick balls into the end zone too. Aberdeen Central will start at their own 20-yard line. And they'll take a heat timeout here with 5:29 to go. Temperatures hovering around 90 degrees at game time. Let's take a timeout from Coca-Cola bottling. Timeouts in our broadcast from your favorite Coke product. Grab one of those. Be back in 60 seconds. Pier Governors on KGFX-FM leading 13-0. You're listening to Governor Football.
Nystrom Electrical Contracting has quality electricians with decades of experience. They offer dependable installation for commercial and residential construction or day-to-day service. Whether you're looking for new construction or remodeling existing buildings or homes, contact your full-service electrical contractor, Nystrom Electric. Visit their website, nystromelectric.com, or call them for estimates on your next project at 605-224-8750. Nystrom Electrical Contracting in Pierre.
Health, happiness, and home. Hi, this is Tara Sonnenschein of Kathy Sonnenschein Properties. We have moved. Visit us at our new office, 301 West Capitol Avenue. We look forward to helping you with all your real estate needs. Our office has been successfully serving the buyers and sellers of the Pierre-Fort Pierre area for over 47 years. Our team has extensive training in the real estate field, and it's our goal to provide you with superior service. Contact me, Tara Sonnenschein, at 605-224-5588.
Well, so far, so good for the five-time state champions in Class 11 AA. The Pierre Governors leading the Golden Eagles 13-0. Heat timeout here. Governors have broken their huddle. Aberdeen Central doing so just now on the far side. Golden Eagles are in the side of the field that has the sunlight. There's a little bit of shade on the Pierre side here down in front of us. When you play football in August, though, this is the kind of condition you have to be ready for, and obviously extra water breaks are going to be crucial. So here come the Golden Eagles, first and 10, after the touchback at their own 20-yard line. Dustin Hermanson, the quarterback, is lined up in the pistol, but it's an inside handoff. Aberdeen Central trying to get something set up for Carson Sarda, but Emmett Anderson will get in off of the interior line and break that play up. Also, Josh Rydberg, so both defensive tackles helping to send Carson Sarda backward about 3 yards. He'll set him up at the 17-yard line. Sarda, 4 carries, a total of minus 3 yards, as the clock finds its way under 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Eagles have wideouts both sides, 2 to the near side. Here's a quick fire by Hermanson. Ball is caught. But behind the line of scrimmage is Jaden Wiebe, grabs him by the ankles and will not let go. That's Drew Salfrank, talented receiver, but nowhere to go here. He'll lose yardage back inside the 15 down to the 13-yard line, and that's a loss of 4 on the first pass play of the game for the Golden Eagles. Obviously, it's going to be all about protection, but in this case, the Eagles wanted to get the ball in the hands of their best receiver and see what he can do. Well, Jaden Wiebe up to the task, and not much. Here is Hermanson under center, surveying. They're going to keep it on the ground, and Sarda is tripped up and ankle tied. And a good play here by 35, Chance Sarda, 205-pound linebacker, the junior for Pierre, and another 3 and out for the Eagles. They had the 13. They'll give them the 14. We'll call it a gain of 1 this time for Carson Sarda. So Chance Sarda tackling big Carson Sarda. There's a lot of Sardas that play football in the state of South Dakota. Don't know about any relation among any of them, but seems to be a common name. Short punt, actually staying on the Aberdeen side of the field. From Jed Carlson, Pierre will have it at the Golden Eagle 44-yard line after a 30-yard punt. And the Governors, who are already on top 13-0, in good shape to add to that lead. 3:35 to play. We're in the first quarter. Season's underway. Our fourth Governor sports broadcast so far, the Governor volleyball team, who you may have heard last night and today, sweeping the Rapid City schools. They had the season opening win over Watertown on Tuesday night. They're 3-0, and they looked real good this afternoon. So here come the Governor footballers as they've got Mosier in motion from the middle of the field. Keenol's going to keep it here. He'll start right, cut up the middle of the field, and he gets wrapped up for a gain of 1 at best. Aberdeen Central defense still doing a pretty good job. Not sure who got him there, but looks like one of the interior guys. Samson Flaccus gets his name called. That's a good athlete right there for the Golden Eagles, but no gain for Keenholz. Lincoln does have 28 yards on his first 2 carries, though. Looking left on this shotgun snap. First long pass. He had Mosier breaking free, but Brock just couldn't get released. And Keenholz will overthrow him beyond the 20-yard line on the near side. First incomplete pass in the last 10 tries for Keenholz. Third down and 10. And Pierre I'm sure they've got plays for 3rd and 10, 3rd and 9 maybe in this case, but they aren't expected to have to deal with 3rd and long very many times this season. Just under 3 minutes to play. Here in the first quarter, two wide outs to the left side. Got Zabel, the tight end, in the slot, two wide to the right. And, well, it's Zabel slot right. In fact, two, it was Brecken Kruger on the left side. Jet Zabel with his sixth catch of the night. Tough guy to bring down. Four Golden Eagles finally get him wrestled down. Talk about a safety valve. Jet Zabel is going to be that. Max Jamie got to him first, finally gets him down, but down to the 24, a gain of 20 for Zabel from Keenholz once again. Jet already with 78 yards on six catches. Near side hash mark. The Governors have it first and 10 again, down to the 2.5 minute mark of the first quarter. On the run, Keenholz fires to Zabel again. Makes a move toward the inside to lose the first man. Loses the football now. It looked like initially the Governors might have fallen on it, but we'll see once they unpile the scrum. And Aberdeen Central is celebrating. So a defensive stop here. Zabel made a good first move, but then gets stripped of the football at the 20-yard line. And the Golden Eagles fall on it at the 22. So, first turnover of the season. We'll send it back to the Golden Eagles, and we'll see if they can use that and try to energize their offense a little bit after a couple of three and outs to this point so far. 2:22 to go. Here in the first quarter, Pierce still leading 13 to nothing. Eagles trying to get some semblance of an offense going here. Pitch it out left side, short side, far side. He'll slip a tackle, but meet up with Gavin Stotts. First time we call Stotzy's name tonight, but Gavin in the middle of that linebacking core going to be an active player on the defensive side for the Governors. He'll stand up Carson Sarda here. Emmett Anderson also involved in the play. If Sarda won to the 23-yard line, as we are under 2 minutes to play now. First quarter, still just getting started, but the Governors missing on an opportunity to go up by three scores with that fumble. Sarda with a little more room, right side, has to cut back to the middle, though. Had a hole opened up, but it just seemed like the Governors were going to close that up, according, in the mind of Carson Sarda. Jason Mishayshok meets up with him. He's going to catch a break and come back out. The Governors are swapping big men from time to time. And now third and six after a gain of three, crossed the 25 to the 26-yard line for Sarda. Seven carries tonight. Might be an opportunity for the Eagles to put one in the air, and Hermanson will, looking to go far side, but the out pattern was thrown a little too quickly. Governors on the outside had Spencer Schonsberg covering, but the pass intended, I believe, for Spencer Barr will fall incomplete. So another three and out here. Golden Eagles once again okay with it as long as their defense can continue to play. And really, let's be honest, their defense is playing pretty well. They're negating the big plays, but it's the underneath stuff they've got to try to figure out eventually. Fair catch called here for Wiebe in the middle of the field at his own 45-yard line. Another good kick. And we've got a flag thrown back near where the punter is as Gavin Stotts has to get helped up off the field. Now that in itself, a little strange. We'll see if this is a penalty against the Golden Eagles. Maybe against the Governors. Of course, if it's where the punter is, you worry about a roughing penalty. Personal foul, but it is against the Eagles. And there's another one against the Governors. So just a little extracurricular. Stotts was involved, and one of the Eagle players also involved. They'll offset, and essentially, no harm, no foul. The Governors will have it at their own 45-yard line. So personnel will switch on both sides. Pierce scores touchdowns on their first two possessions. And we've got, we're going to replay the down. So with 53 seconds left, a re-kick from Jet Carlson will be coming up. Weeby and Trey Lewis are still back deep. Their high snap. Carlson goes to his right to get it. He has to kick this one straight up in the air, though, as Chance Sarda almost got that one blocked. This one will trickle out of bounds inside the Aberdeen Central 35 to about the 33, and a much shorter kick this time. Governors would have had it at their own 45. Instead, they get about 24 yards to their advantage. And it'll be first and 10, well inside the Golden Eagles side of the 50-yard line at the 33. So here come the Governors again. Now 43 seconds to play. Quarter number one, 13-0 Pierre. They'll start on the near hash mark, heading from our right to left. Sun continues to set in the west. Keenholz with a fake of the inside handoff. Wide open, Zabel. 30 to the 25, 20. Outside, 10, 5, touchdown. One play and to the house. Lincoln Keenholz on another underneath route. The tight end screen, Jet Zabel. Catch number 7. Touchdown number 2, 33 yards, and it's 19-0, Governors. This play with Jet Zabel wide open right off the bat. Here now 3 for 4 in their possessions as Campia comes in to try to get another kick through. Campia, a tall kicker here, and we'll see throughout the season. Shashak snaps, bobbled snap. Keenholz gets it down, and Campia, in good time, will put it up and through. He's 2 for 3 after his first one was blocked. 34 seconds to play, a one-play scoring drive for the Governors. 33 yards, Keenholz to Zabel, their second connection, and it's 20-0, Governors. 30 seconds, and we're back for another Peer kick. You're listening to Peer Governor Football.
People helping people.
Have you ever wondered what the benefits are of becoming a Owyhee Federal Credit Union member? At Owyhee Federal Credit Union, we reinvest profits in you. We do this in the form of lower interest rates, higher dividends, and low to no fees. So come check us out or come in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre, because at Owyhee Federal Credit Union, we treat our members like they own the place because, well, they do.
Owyhee Federal Credit Union.
Well, after the re-kick from offsetting penalties on the Aberdeen Central punt, instead of the Governors putting it in play at their own 45-yard line, they get it at the Eagle 33. And a quick screen dump off from Lincoln Keenholz to Jet Zabel. He turns it to the outside. Got great blocking on the outside from the wide receivers and maybe some pulling linemen as well. And just a good job from the Governors recognizing and doing the things they need to do to get another score on the board. 20-0. They have the lead as Keenholz, one more time, will kick it from east to west. Line drive kick taken this time by the deep man from the Golden Eagles at the 7-yard line. He crosses the 20-yard line to the middle of the field, got caught in the air, leaping over some players, and then gets hit hard. And Cole Arts returning this one is going to take his time in getting up. Looks like he got the wind knocked out of him, and we certainly hope that's all that that this is. Of course, you got heat and other things to worry about as the Aberdeen Central training staff comes out. Actually, one trainer here to check over Cole Arts. Trey Lewis in on the stop. And just giving him a little bit of time, he's being helped up now. Aberdeen will have it first and 10 at about their 23, maybe the 24-yard line. 29 seconds to play. And Cole Arts is walking off the field under his own power. So that's good to see there. Looked like he had a head of steam going. But one thing, if you're a football player, that you generally do not want to do is get yourself caught up in midair. Kind of opens yourself up for bad things to happen. And for Cole Arts, well, it could have been worse, we feel. So with 29 seconds to go, the Eagles will start at first and 10 at their own 24-yard line, still looking for their first down in their fourth possession of the night. And gone three and out three times. Ball on the far hash mark, two wideouts to the left and the far side of the field. Austin Erickson, the fullback, will come to the flank on the right. Now he reverses direction back to the left. Dustin Hermanson tosses in the direction of Hermanson. Makes a nice play at the 30 with a cutback move across the 35. There is the first down of the night for the Golden Eagles across the 35 to the 37. And let's call it the 38-yard line, a pickup of 14 yards. And that could be the last play of the first quarter, depending on how quickly the Eagles come up after the restart of the clock. Well, now 12 seconds, and they will have time. Two wideouts both sides here. Carson Sarda still in the backfield behind Dustin Hermanson. He'll take the handoff, get to the line of scrimmage. He'll be grabbed low at the knees by Trey Lewis. Forced backward from there, and our first quarter has come to an end after a one-yard pickup for Carson Sarda to the Aberdeen 39. Second and nine from there when we come back, but on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard, it's all Pierre. After one quarter, 20 to nothing, the Governors lead Aberdeen Central. Scoreboard from Gales Gas Service in Pierre. We pause for 60 seconds, quarter number two, and game number one of the season coming back as you listen to the Governors on your official voice of Pierre Governor Football, River 92.7 and DRGNews.com.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Now you can book flights from Pierre Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pierre Regional Airport. 50 passenger jets and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pierre Regional Airport.
Welcome back to Phil Trautner Stadium in Hollister Field, and welcome to the high school football season. Your Governors picking up where they left off, that offense in full swing, and if not for a lost fumble on their third possession, it might be even bigger than a 20-0 lead. We go to the second quarter as the teams switch directions. You've got Aberdeen Central now going right to left into the sun. Making a move is Dustin Hermanson. His intended receiver, Drew Selfrank, falls down downfield. And Jacob Mayer, the only one with an opportunity to haul in a pick. But this one through his hands, which were outstretched. But Aberdeen, despite the fact that this pass is incomplete, finally giving their quarterback a little bit of time. And Dustin Hermanson, the senior, taking over where Sam Rolfs played a season ago. But Hermanson showing a little bit of mobility and his also ability to throw on the run. Sal Frank and Mayer may have had some incidental contact. Of course, Jacob Mayer. Nothing good would have happened at the end of that state championship without his key interception. Here we got another opportunity. Actually, this is Keenholz playing safety now and going for an interception over the middle of the field. But this one short hops, and it'll be incomplete. Now it'll be fourth down for the Golden Eagles at their own 39-yard line. Hermanson 2 for 5 for 10 yards through the air. So the Eagles pick up their first down of the game in four tries, but a three and out from there. And Jet Carlson will be in to kick once again. Ranges to his right, kicks on the run. Good kick this time, and Jaden Wiebe with a quick fair catch. Call it about the 27-yard line of the Pierre Governors. Call it the 26. And quick math, calling this one a 35-yard punt. But good hang time, and again, good downfield coverage by the Golden Eagles special team. So the Governors leading 20-0, about 17 seconds into quarter number two. Here at their own 26-yard line. Of course, the Governors will be here on River 92.7 all season long. We've got regional coverage in Stanley County Buffaloes on KGFX AM. More regional coverage from all of Central South Dakota on KPLO all season long. Had a couple of games for both of those stations already, with games last night as well. In fact, KPLO had two games yesterday. We keep you covered. That's what we like to do. Jet Zabel, a busy guy tonight, has the reception on first down up across the 30 to the 34, pickup of 8. That is his ninth catch. I don't have more than 10 receptions available for any receivers on my stat sheet, so I'm going to have to clear the way as Keenholz continues to go to the junior tight end. Jack Merkwan, who has a touchdown catch here in the first half, flanked wide to the right, near side. Governors moving west to east. And away from the sun. Now Merkwan with a stop and go. Quick hitch on the near side across the 40. First down pickup. Aiden Hyman continuing to play well in the cornerback spot. The Eagles giving up the short stuff. With their minds set on not giving up the big plays. They haven't really done that tonight, although Zabel did have a 33-yard catch and run for the Governor's previous touchdown. Merkwan with 4 grabs tonight. 10:57 to go, second quarter, 20-0. Pierre looking left, throwing right. Merkwan with a step. He's got it at the 20-yard line with a pass interference call. Hyman got him early low, but Merkwan falling forward still with the composure and the concentration to haul in the pass. He'll be marked at the 22-yard line of the Golden Eagles. They'll tack on a pass interference with that as well. Actually, that'll be a penalty, I believe, that'll be declined. And from the 22, that's 28 yards back to the 50. Tack on another 9. Penalty declined. That's a 37-yard gain to the Golden Eagle. 22, biggest play of the game from yardage standpoint so far for Keenholz, Merkwan, and the Governors. 81 yards unofficially on 5 grabs for Jack Merkwan, the senior. Talk about Merkwan when we get a chance a little bit more. Here are the Eagles giving chase, and Keenholz floats one up. Cade Kaiser with the grab in traffic at the 19. Turns upfield to the 15, to the 10-yard line. That pass looked like it should have been picked off, but Kate Kaiser at 6'2 gets up over the top of the defender, takes it away, and gets close to a first down. Talk about something out of nothing. And I'll say this, if the Golden Eagles picked that pass off, depending on the speed of the defender, we might have had a pick 6 there. Almost a disaster for the Eagles. And now I see we do have a flag down on the far side of the field, and it is about maybe, well, it's 5 yards upfield from where Kaiser caught the football at the 20, so maybe the Governors helped him out on a block. And an illegal block in the back will be a 10-yard penalty from the spot. And from the spot of the 15-yard line back, spotted just inside the 25 to the 24. So we'll call that about an 8-yard gain and then mark off 10 yards on the penalty back to the 24. It is a completion because the Governor's got positive yards. First catch for Cade Kaiser, an exciting one at that, but first down at about 13. Keenholz, rather, rolling right, wide open, Merkwan, goal line, touchdown. It is a beautiful thing to watch Lincoln Keenholz throw the football, and it is a beautiful thing to see Jack Merkwan with the soft hands hauling him in. Second hookup between those two good buddies. This time, from 24 yards out. The Governors tack on six more with a chance for another. 26 to nothing at the 10-13 mark of quarter number two. Phenols just makes things look so effortless. Throwing on the run, another weapon. Here's a low line drive kick, but it crosses the crossbar by about a foot. No block on that one, or at least nothing that pushed it back. Campia fortunate to get that one through. The Governors extend their lead to 27 to nothing with 10-13 to go in the second quarter. We'll take a 30-second break, another Governor kick. When we come back, and you're listening to Peer Governor Football.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sale Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
Governor football underway on the air once again, and Pierre settling for underneath routes, but now starting to open things up downfield. A 24-yard touchdown run, touchdown pass rather, from Lincoln Keenholz to Jack Merquan, capping a five-play, 74-yard drive. And quick math saying this one takes all of 1 minute and 30 seconds off of the second quarter clock. Keenholz hooking up with Jet Sable twice, now with Jack Merquan twice as they've alternated. Lincoln now with four touchdown passes here in the first half, and we've still got over 10 minutes to go. Lincoln already with 21 pass attempts. He's only misfired three times. And two of those were in his first three pass attempts. So he started one for three. He has since 17 out of 18. He'll do the kicking off. Left to right here. Good kick. They take the deep man back to the two. And a good run back here across the 15 with a lot of real estate covered, but really not a lot of yardage picked up. And running him down was Chance Sarda, I believe, who gets the special teams tackle. So the Eagles will have it again. Trey Lewis, another in on the tackle as well. Eagles have it with their worst starting field position so far, their fifth possession on the night. They have it at their own 17-yard line. 10:08 to go. First half. Gustin Hermanson and company coming out. They'll spread it out. Two wide both sides. And a couple of Governors flinching here. Josh Rydberg jumps, and with the Governor coaches in the room next to us screaming out for him to watch the ball, but Pierre will commit their second penalty of the night. So the Eagles will have it first and five now at the 22. Yeah, you gotta watch the ball, obviously. Governors have gotten the Golden Eagles to jump once on a second and three situation earlier in the first quarter. So first and five here, still spread out. Offset eye with Erickson in the backfield, left of Carson Sarda. They'll run him right, trying to run over Josh Rydberg, but Rydberg will ride him down for a gain of about three, maybe four. And there's a number 65 in there as well. Aberdeen's going to take a timeout here, their first charge timeout with 9:53 to go in the first half. Call it about a two-yard gain to the 24-yard line. It'll be second and three when we return. 60-second break in the action. Timeouts are sponsored by Coca-Cola Bottling of Pierre. We're back for more here, Governor Football on River 92.7.
American Bank and Trust is inspired to give back to the peer community through the Peer Spirit Card program. Show your local school spirit with a debit card showing the Peer Governor's logo and give back to the Peer School District. For each purchase made with a Spirit Card, AB&T will donate a percentage of the purchase back to the Peer School District. Call or stop into your local branch today for more details and sign up for the Peer Spirit Card with American Bank and Trust. Go Governors! Member FDIC.
The Lariat Lanes in Pier is your family fun center with leagues for all ages starting up now for bowling, pool, and darts. Stop on out and get signed up. With bumper bowling, the new sink scoring, and a full-service snack bar, there's no better place for your kids' birthday parties or family get-togethers. And sports fanatics, view all your favorite games, including the NFL Sunday Ticket, coming to the Cactus Lounge. Never complain that there's nothing to do. Come on out to your family fun center, the Lariat Lanes on the Truck Bypass in Pier.
Back at Phil Trotter Stadium in Hollister Field, a second and two or three for the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles. Inside handoff, straight up the gut. Carson Sarda still looking for yardage, but it's Chance Sarda who continues to play well on the defensive end, stopping him, maybe pushing him back for a loss of a half a yard. Eagles still stuck at the 24-yard line. Now third down and three. Aberdeen Central, Governors knew it. They'd want to run the football. A senior quarterback, but an inexperienced one at that, with Dustin Hermanson, as they say about backup quarterbacks, holding the clipboard, while Sam Rolfs has done his thing for the last 3 years. Rolfs, outstanding athlete, going to run track, I believe, at South Dakota State this coming season, but no longer wearing the Golden Eagle blue and gold instead. Now a pass out to the 30-yard line. Goves over pursue, and it's hauled in with a movement made, and this is Spencer Barr down the near sideline all the way for an Aberdeen Central Golden Eagle touchdown. Big play here, and it starts with the over pursuits on the Governor defender's part. Perhaps Jacob Mayer tried to jump the route. I didn't see who actually was the defender on that one. But Pierre did try to jump it. Spencer Schonsberg, perhaps. And Spencer Barr makes a nice move. The second line of defense was in pursuit, and Barr cut it to the inside, just past the 50-yard line. He goes the distance, 76 yards in the first big play of the night for the Golden Eagles. So this one will put them on the board. And their kicker, Jaden Brownson, who is a 200-pound linebacker, but he is also a very good kicker, will come in and try to tack on another. 8:54 to go here, second quarter. The Eagles finally get something positive on offense. Here's a kick booted up and through. Brownson would have made that one from 40 yards plus. We told you he was a good kicker last year, and they've got a good one coming back this year. Big play for the Golden Eagles. They're on the board. They cut it to a 20-point deficit. Pierce still leads 27-7, just under 9 minutes to go here in the first half, and we're back after a 30-second timeout for more Pierre Governor football.
This Governor Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre. In the 2021 Class A Dual Championship, Pierre met Rapid City Stevens and were down 3 points heading into the final match. Peyton Schaefer trailed going into the third period before turning it around. The pin by Hayden Schaefer, one of Pierre's finest. This Governor Sports Moment presented by Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre.
Golden Eagles going to need big plays to make progress on the scoreboard, you would think, and they get one here as the Governors jump the route, but couldn't quite haul it in. It was a nice catch for Spencer Barr and a 76-yard catch and run down the near sideline. Tatum Brownson's kick makes it 27-7. So the Golden Eagles will kick off. Governor fans left with their jaws on the floor, perhaps, in a little bit of a surprise. But the Governors, we mentioned it last year also, were susceptible to the big play through the air. But most of that But most of the time that happened would have been in just deep passing routes. This one was just a little out pattern. But a great catch made by Spencer Barr. And then he shows the speed down the near sideline as well. Brownson will kick off from his 40. Big guy with a big leg. Jaden Wiebe, deepest man back near the goal line. And he'll just let this one fly into and through the end zone. Touchback, and the Governors will have it first and 10. There is a bit of a wind advantage when you're kicking from right to left or east to west here at Hollister Field. So Pierre, who has four touchdowns in five possessions, they did lose a fumble at about the Golden Eagle 22-yard line on their third possession of the night. We'll take over here at their own 20-yard line. 8:54 to go here in the second quarter, 27-7. Governor offense has been in pretty good form so far early in the season. They'll spread them out. Merkwan wide right, two wides to the left. Keenholz looking, finds Merkwan. He's got a step at the 50 and the 40. Tripped up, no, still on his feet. 30, 20, 10, 5, and a touchdown. And the Governors say, anything you can do, we can do better. Aberdeen Central for 76 yards. The Governors on one play go 80 yards to the house. And there's that connection that the Governors could not wait to see as this season began. Keenholz to Merkwan for the third time tonight. 80 yards. Jack Merkwan keeping his balance after a good attempt to trip him up, but Jack got the step that he needed. And of course, Lincoln Keenholz delivering the perfect strike. Pass was caught at the 50. It was a 30-yard throw. Tight spiral. Keenholz with the hold, and Andrew Campio with the kick. So the Governors come right back and answer a long touchdown by the Eagles with one of their own, and they lead 34-7 as we'll take another 30-second timeout, and the Eagles will try again when we come back after this quick break in the action. You're listening to Pierre Governor Football.
Access Health, Fort Pierre, welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluations for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports visits. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health, Fort Pierre, assuring access to quality health care.
Super seniors for the Governors coming to shine tonight. Lincoln Keenholz and Jack Merkwan hooking up on one play from 80 yards out, 30 yards through the air. Merkwan did the rest of the 50 yards on his own. And it's 34-7 after Andrew Campia gets a good kick through. He's 4-for-5 tonight, kicking PATs. His first one was blocked. But he's made adjustments in that department. And the Governors, again, looking good here in the first half. A lot of scoring so far. Obviously, this first half has taken a little while as we're about an hour into this one since kickoff, and we still have 8:41 to go in the second quarter. Keenholz to kick into the wind to the east. Line drive. Now coming up for it at the 10-yard line is Drew Salfrank. He'll start to the right. Cut to the left, back to the right. Nice return here. Salfrank out across the 40 near the 45-yard line. Three Golden Eagles helping pick up a much smaller Governor back at the 30-yard line. That much attention paid in this case to George Stolle. It's a wonder that Salfrank was not still made it out past the 40 to the 43-yard line. But a good return by a good Golden Eagle athlete. Best starting field position here for the Eagles. 8:34 to play second quarter. We'll see if their offense can pick up a little momentum despite giving up the big play on defense here. Three wide to the left side. That's our side of the field. Ball on the far hash mark. Pitch it back. Carson Sarda, and there's Jason Mishashak saluting the crowd in his way after stopping Sarda for a gain of zero. Loss of maybe a foot in there. It'll be second down and 10. Sarda initially looked like he had some running room, but that closed off very quickly. Of course, Mache Shock, you're going to be hearing about him. He's committed to the University of North Dakota. I guess he wanted a head start at wearing green. And a chance to play for the Governors here. Hermanson pump fakes. And he's got that guy, Spencer Barr, who had the long touchdown. Slant pass over the middle. Good patience here for Hermanson. Looked like he was looking for something out to the sideline. And then he just turned his shoulders ever so slightly. Delivers the pass on target to Spencer Barr into Governor territory. Dropped at the 40-yard line. Pickup of 17 here. Second first down picked up by the Eagles. Of course, they had the one long touchdown as well. Back to the ground, and Sarda cuts through a crease, and just enough to get back to the line of scrimmage, plus one inside the 40 to the 39-yard line. Chance Sarda, who continues to make a good push on defense, seems to be all over the place on the defensive side of the ball. Big guys have been swapping. Mache Shack coming out. It's Austin Longo, a 330-pound junior, playing the nose when Mache Shack needs a break. Again, Mache Shack is probably the only guy going and playing both ways here in this game. The Governors are able to put people, 11 people starting one way, with that one exception, normally, according to Coach Steele in our pregame conversation. 6:35 to play, second quarter, 34-7 Governors. Hermanson going for a long one here, but overthrows South Frank by quite a bit. Jaden Wiebe in coverage, incomplete pass. It'll be third down and 9. At the Governor 39-yard line. The Eagles are doing a better job of protecting their quarterback. They're giving him a little bit more time. Now Longo will come off the field, and Matthew Coverdale back in defensively. Governor D-line a little bit smaller in the interior, but still athletic on the outside. The Eagles break the huddle. The ball is right in the middle of the field. At the 39-yard line, two wide left, two wide to the right. There's movement up there. The ball was snapped early, fumbled initially, picked up by the quarterback, and he gets it pitched back to Carson Sarda. But right there is Trey Lewis to drop him. And that play was destined for failure by the Golden Eagles, just maybe a missed timing. They wanted to go to a quick snap, but I don't think the quarterback was really ready for that. So it's a loss here of 4 back to the 43. And we'll see how the Eagles play this. Not a bad situation to punt in, but you still have a full 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. And well, the Eagles with nothing to lose, down 34-7 up here, ready to be going for it. They just want to get the right play in. Breaking the huddle, they'll send three to the right. One receiver to the left is Spencer Barr. Sarda still in the backfield. Hermanson back to throw, wants to go long, and he's just going to go on the timing pattern. A little too long, too strong, intended for Drew Salfrank. Good coverage there by Spencer Eastland, the 170-pound junior for the Governors. And Aberdeen Central will turn it over on downs, and the Governors will once again have good field position at their own 43-yard line. Heat timeout here for the players on the field. We'll take it with them. Timeouts are brought to you by Coca-Cola Bottling. It's a good time for a Coke, or for the players on the field, just an ice-cold glass of water as well. Coca-Cola Bottling up here, breaking the action. 60 seconds. The Governors leading Aberdeen 34-7. River 92-7 at drgnews.com.
Hi, this is Jenna with Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our competitive rates and refinance with us. We offer the first 90 days no payment and $75 in your pocket after finalization. Come see us at 1525 North Garfield Avenue and see why we are big on you. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. All deposits insured up to $250,000 by NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here at Gator's Pizza Pasta Subs in the Northridge Plaza. If you haven't heard or tried the new jalapeno popper pizza at Gator's, you're missing out. The jalapeno popper pizza has Philadelphia cream cheese, double smoked bacon, five different cheeses, buttermilk ranch, fresh jalapenos, jalapeno rings, sitting atop Gator's homemade hand-rolled pizza crust. Mm-mm, good. And don't forget, Gator's has dine-in, carry-out, and curbside pickup, and delivery through DoorDash. Gator's Pizza Pasta Subs in the Northridge Plaza.
Gotta go to Gator Pizza Pasta.
Proctor Stadium at Hollister Field, and the Governors on 1st and 10 from their own 43. A little bit of a mishap, a shotgun snap mishandled by Lincoln Keenholz. He goes down to pick it up, but he ends up on the knees, and this will be a loss on the play for the Governors. That's the first time something like that has happened with negative yardage. Push him back to the 38, a loss of 5. We'll just call that a running play, even though technically it's a loss on the fumble. But stat-wise, we'll just make it easy for ourselves. Empty backfield, loaded interior line. Keenholz wants to throw again over the top of double coverage here. Merkwan can't get to it. Coverage was good downfield by the Golden Eagles, in particular Max Lieberman, a 165-pound senior. So a rare incomplete pass, and now a rare third and long for the Governors here, third and 15. Keenholz to Merkwan went 80 yards on the last pass play. Same pass play, but this time the Eagles added another defender downfield. Keenholz is by himself in the backfield. Looks over the middle, quick fire. There's Zabel at the 50-yard line. Spins away from one tackle. Spins to the first down on the next one. Into Aberdeen territory to the 47-yard line right out in front of us, and it's a first down for Pierre to the 46. Zabel was a few yards shy of the first down, catching that one at the 50, made two spins, and he found himself beyond the line to gain. Another 4 yards to the 46, a pickup here of 16. From Keenholz to Zabel, who has now caught 10 passes here in the first half. Trips to the right for Pierre. Fake the handoff to Mosier on the run. This is Cade Kaiser with a quick hitter near side to wide receiver screen. Good enough inside the 40 to the 35. Close to another first down. In fact, it should be another movement of the chains for Pierre as they spot him to the 34, a pickup of 12. CK's second catch of the night. Lincoln Keenholz now 21 out of 25 throwing the football here in the first half. 4:05 counting down, second quarter. Merkwan comes wide to the near side and the short side of the field. Ball's on the near hash mark. Govs moving left to right, leading 34-7. Keenholz this time to Mosier on a flat pass. Had to make one man miss. Can't get rid of the second guy, though. This could be a loss of a half a yard back to the 35. Oh, Arts comes in, makes a nice stop. In fact, they're pushing him back to the 36 and a loss of 2. Second catch tonight out of the backfield for Brock Mosier. Governors obviously will throw the football a large percentage of the time all season long. Teams are going to have to be ready for that. They know what's coming. Lincoln is poised to become the all-time passing leader in the entire history of high school football in South Dakota. Keenholz with an option pitch. Mosier with some space. Bounces off of a man at the 33-yard line. Drags another guy inside the 30 down to the 28-yard line. Tackle is made by Cole Arts, but Brock Mosier keeping the legs moving. Showing some power here. Nice gain to the Golden Eagle, 28. We'll give him 8 on that carry. His biggest of 4 tries tonight. Now 2:45 left to go here in the second quarter. Still 3rd down and 4 for the Governors, and the Eagles will jump. And that'll be a first down pickup with the help of the penalty. Left side of the defensive line, just a little overzealous, is Jaden Holt. Big senior lineman. Move it inside the 25 down to the 23-yard line. First down, Governors. Penalty number 3 for the Eagles. Governors check their wristbands for the play call. Keenel still alone in the backfield here. Merkwan Sol alone to the right side. Three wides to the far side left. Keenel's looking that way. He'll tuck and run. Flag thrown in the backfield. Could be a hold for the Governors, but Keenel is wrapped up at the 15-yard line. Good tackle here for Will Heinert, 195-pound linebacker. But a flag thrown in the backfield back at the 28-yard line. And it was an early flag thrown, so the surge by the Eagles good enough to get the Governors to hold. So after a first down pickup, the Governors will lose 10 and then some because the play actually originated at the 23-yard line. This pass, or this penalty rather, occurs 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Here is now moved all the way back to the 38-yard line. Their third penalty of the night. First and 25 here for Keenels. 2:07 to go. Second quarter, still plenty of time for the Govs. And all three timeouts. Zabel has catch number 11 underneath. 35 makes his way far side to the 30. Another spin move, but tackled at about the 26-yard line. Modest gain this time, but the 15 yards that were lost on the penalty, most of that picked back up. Spotted to the 26. That's a gain of 12. Jet Zabel just finds the open areas, and Keenels continues to deliver. Minute and a half to go. Pier on top, 34-7, looking for one more score before halftime. Loaded line, Keenels with a quick fire, near side. Merkwan will get through the screen, set up by a couple of blockers. Didn't get much on it, though. Good job by the Eagles. Then working hard and getting the tackle here, Max Jamie getting helped up by Brecken Kruger. Inside the 20 to the 17, nine more here on that screen to Jack Merkwan. Governor's always in that no huddle. They rarely huddle, and as a result, they can run a lot of plays. Keenel's already throwing the ball for the 32nd time. Zabel again, 15 to the 10, far side. With the drag of the jersey reaching for the pylon, it's another touchdown for Jet Zabel. Defender grabs his jersey at the 5-yard line, but Jet Zabel has proven time and time again, starting most notably in the state championship second half last season, but he's just so hard to bring down. Such a strong kid, the 215-pound tight end, a 15, make it a 17-yard touchdown pass from Lincoln Keenels to Jet Zabel. Zabel's third touchdown catch of the night. Jack Merkwan has three grabs for scores. Andrew Campia, low line drive kick, but another one good. And through, it's 41-7, the Governor's lead with 33 seconds to play here in our first half. We'll pause for 30 seconds. Pier will kick. We'll come back, see what the Eagles do in the final half minutes of this first half. You're listening to Pier Governor Football, River 92.7 at drgnews.com.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7, KGFX-FM, Pier. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
The Governor's an efficient drive here and a time-consuming drive, which is something that, you know, when things are going right for the Governors, you might see when they need to make that happen. But you kind of expect a quick strike offense a little more frequently, but this time, 9 plays, 57 yards, and 5 minutes and 1 second off the clock as Lincoln Chenault throws an underneath pass once again to Jet Zabel, his 12th catch of the night, his third touchdown. This one from 17 yards out. New kicker in there, George Stolle, a 155-pound sophomore, kicking off, taken by Sal Frank at about the 15-yard line, trying to go far side, nowhere to go. The Governors are covering things up on special teams just as much as they are on defense tonight as well. Titan Winkler, one of them that was coming off of the end of the play. Eagles will have one more possession here, but just 26 seconds to go. They will get the kickoff to start the second half. Here starting at their own 26-yard line with 26 ticks, as we mentioned. 41-7, Governor's lead. They've scored on 6 out of 7 possessions. Zabel, for all the good that he's done, did have one fumble lost in that first half. Keep it on the ground for one play here. Up ahead, Carson Sardik gets to the 25-yard line, maybe the 26. Actually, we're going to start this drive at the 21 instead of the 26. And a 4-yard pickup to the 25. 13th try for Sardik, but Aberdeen Central will let the first half clock tick away. And on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard, impressive as expected for the Pierre Governors. They'll take a 41-7 lead over the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles into the halftime locker room break. Scoreboards brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Pierre. Let's take a 3-minute timeout. Halftime sponsored by Leiden Associates, Ameriprise Financial. You'll find them in the Northridge Plaza in Pierre. We'll recap this 41-7 first half of play. The Governor's leading when we return with our halftime update. You're listening to Pierre Governor Football and your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7 and drgnews.com.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. I'm Rick Doctor, a financial advisor with Leiden & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. I remain true to the vision of always putting clients first. I am ready to help you get where you want to be. Office is located in Northridge Plaza, Pierce, South Dakota. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre is thrifty, local, and convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart prides itself on their fresh produce, high-quality meats, and bakery goods. Grab some Caribou coffee while you shop, too. Lynn's Dakota Mart features a nice selection of beer, wines, and liquor. Stop at Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Take care of your prescription needs at Lynn's Dakota Mart Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre, your hometown neighborhood market.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Nystrom Electrical Contracting has quality electricians with decades of experience. They offer dependable installation for commercial and residential construction or day-to-day service. Whether you're looking for new construction or remodeling existing buildings or homes, contact your full-service electrical contractor, Nystrom Electric. Visit their website, nystromelectric.com, or call them for estimates on your next project at 605-224-8750. Nystrom Electrical Contracting in Pierre.
American Bank and Trust is inspired to give back to the Pierre community through the Pierre Spirit Card program. Show your local school spirit with a debit card showing the Pierre Governor's logo and give back to the Pierre School District. For each purchase made with a Spirit Card, AB&T will donate a percentage of the purchase back to the Pierre School District. Call or stop into your local branch today for more details and sign up for the Pierre Spirit Card with American Bank and Trust. Go Governors! Member FDIC.
Access Health Fort Pierre welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluations for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports visits. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health Fort Pierre. assuring access to quality health care.
Welcome back to Phil Trotner Stadium in Hollister Field. All Governors in this first half. A lot of big plays. A lot of underneath stuff to open up some of the bigger plays, though. Pierre leading 41-7 over Aberdeen Central. Golden Eagles touchdown came on a big play, but the Governors countered with an even bigger play on their next scoring possession. And again, 41-7. Here's how it began with the Governors muffing the opening kickoff of the game from Jaden Wiebe, but he picked it up, returned it to the 15-yard line. The Governors did go 10 plays, 85 yards on their opening possession, 2 minutes and 40 seconds off the clock. Lincoln Keenels from 2 yards out, hooking up with Jet Sable. Andrew Campia's first kick as a varsity kicker was blocked, and the Governors led 6-0 with 9:20 to play. The Golden Eagles, 3 and out on their first 3 possessions, and they got a first down and then a 3 and out on their 4th possession. So the Governors able to do a lot of things on offense in the meantime. Second possession for Pierre goes 57 yards on 6 plays, a minute 43. Keenels hooking up with his favorite receiver from last year, Jack Merquan, from 15 yards out. Campia's kick makes it 13-0 at the 5:29 mark of the first quarter. On the third possession, the Governors had it at the Aberdeen 44-yard line to start, got a first down all the way to the 24 on a hookup to Zabel. But the next play, he catches another underneath route, makes a move, but then gets stripped of the football, and the Golden Eagles took over at the 22-yard line. But after another 3 and out, Pierre had it after a short kick at the 33-yard line of Aberdeen Central, and Keenholz and Zabel did it again. Zabel catches the short route, gets basically the screen and the wall along the right sideline, 33 yards, and a Campia kick makes it 20-0 still in the final half minute of the first quarter. And then Aberdeen Central, after they get that first down, a little fullback hitch on the pass to Austin Erickson, but then they do go 3 and out at the Pierre 39-yard line. I take that back, at their own 39-yard line, had to punt again. Pierce sets up at their own 26, just into the second quarter. 5 plays, 74 yards. Keenholz to Jack Merquan for the second time, 24 yards. And Campia's kick makes it 27-0, still with 10:13 to play in that second quarter. And then Aberdeen Central strikes on a play that starts, or a drive that starts at their own 17-yard line. Third play of the drive, it was Dustin Hermanson hooking up with Spencer Barr. As the Governor's defenders over-pursued, Spencer Barr was able to make a tough grab in traffic, and he went all the way up the near sideline, made a move at about midfield to elude more pursuit, and Barr goes the distance for 76 yards. Tayden Brownson's PAT makes it 27-7 with 8:54 left to go in the second quarter. But as the Eagles get a 76-yard score, the Governors do them one better. In fact, 4 yards better after a touchback. The Governors, with Keenholz hooking up to Jack Merquan on the first real long play of the game for Pierre. Keenholz to Merquan, 80 yards to the house. Merquan almost got tripped up at about the 35-yard line, kept his balance, and outraced everybody to the goal for 80 yards. Campia's kick goes to 34-7. With 8:41 to play. And then Aberdeen Central, with their deepest penetration outside of that one big play into Governor territory, kind of stalled at the 39-yard line. They had to go for it on fourth down from the 43-yard line, but an incomplete pass gives it over to the Governors with 5:34 to go. 5:01 later, and 9 plays and 57 yards later, Lincoln Keenels finds Jet Sable again from 17 yards out. Campia makes it 41-7, that coming with 33 seconds to play, and the Eagles run one play on the ensuing drive to run out that first half clock. 6 touchdown passes for Lincoln Keenels. 3 of them to Jack Merquan, 3 of them to Jet Sable, and it is 41-7. Here are the stats in this one, and let's start with the Golden Eagles, because that's easier math, as it turns out. Aberdeen Central running Carson Sarda 13 times for a total of 4 yards on the ground. Through the air, Dustin Hermanson has completed 4 of 7 passes for 93 yards. Of course, the big one went for 76 yards to Spencer Barr for that touchdown. Barr has a 17-yarder as well. So he has caught 93 yards through the air. I'm going to update Aberdeen's stats here. Austin Erickson has a 14-yard grab. Drew Salfrank with one catch for a loss of 4 yards. So it's 103 overall through the air for the Golden Eagles and 4 yards on the ground, a 107-yard total for the Golden Eagles, but just 2 first downs picked up and that one big touchdown play as well. Penalized 3 times for losses or 12 yards marked against Aberdeen Central. For the Governors on the ground, 4 carries for Lincoln Keenholz for 23 yards. Brock Mosier has 4 carries for 8 yards, 31 yards for Pierre on the ground. But here is what Lincoln Keenholz is capable of through the air. And the Governors are capable of this as well. We're probably going to see this an awful lot. 25 of 29 through the air, unofficially for Lincoln Keenholz, and a total of 387 yards and 6 touchdowns. That's a good fantasy day so far for Lincoln Keenholz. Jack Merkwan, yardage-wise, is the leader with 8 catches for 194 yards, has touchdowns of 15, 24, and the longest one of 80 yards. Jet Sable has been the go-to target, though. He has 12 catches for 166 yards and 3 scores from 2, 33, and from 17 yards out. Cade Kaiser with 2 grabs for 20 yards. Brock Mosier, 2 catches, 9 yards. Brecken Kruger has 1 catch for no gain. The Governors have picked up first downs to the number of 12 first downs in that first half. They did lose the game's only turnover on a fumble by Jet Zabel in the third possession of the game, but the Governors still lead 41-7 here at the half. Halftime from Leiden & Associates will continue after a 2-minute break. We'll look at scores of what happened last night and what's going on this evening, and then look at upcoming action as well in Governor Sports as our halftime continues. Governor Football on your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7, drgnews.com.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds & Associates in Pierre. Sydney Palmer is one of the very best ever to play Governor girls basketball. She remains Pierre's career points leader with 1,321. In her senior season, 2015, she set the Governor's single season scoring record with 486 points. And her 111 career three-pointers are 4th in program history. Sydney Palmer, one of Pierre's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment presented by Fisher Rounds & Associates in Pierre.
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
At TMA, top-notch service begins the moment you call for an appointment. John at TMA believes in customer service and quality work. When you need tires repaired or replaced, TMA is the place to go. Just remember, if it's round, rubber, and rolls, it's at TMA. You can count on TMA for all of your automotive needs, from tires to mufflers to all automotive repairs. Call TMA at 224-6167, and your service begins with...
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
Now you can book flights from Pierre Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pierre Regional Airport. 50 passenger jets and a 1-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pierre Regional Airport.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
Welcome back to the Phil. It's the Phil Trautner Stadium, Hollister Field, site of high school football tonight. Pierre Governors all over Aberdeen Central, 41-7. Lincoln Keenholz, 6 touchdowns and 389 yards through the air. 3 scores caught by Jack Merkwan and Jet Zabel apiece. Let's take a look at the scores that are going on. One other game in the big schools, or at least among 11 AA schools, Sturgis playing at Rapid City Central. In fact, that game kicking off at 8 o'clock Mountain tonight. So, to be honest, that game hasn't even started. There is some 11 AAA action going on this evening. As we'll pull that up if I can get to the spot on my phone app here. 11 AAA action. Last night, Sioux Falls Lincoln defeated Roosevelt 29-13 at the Wood. Tonight, starting the fourth quarter, Rapid City Stevens in that first game of two at O'Hara Stadium is leading Sioux Falls Washington 26-21. Bit of a surprise there so far. Jefferson, the third-ranked preseason team, has defeated Harrisburg at number two, 43-13. That game at Howard Wood tonight. O'Gorman is leading at preseason number one, Brandon Valley, 27-14. Just underway in the third quarter, and again, Rapid City Central hosting Sturgis later on tonight. Scores, if you missed them from last night, in 11AA, T Area, the number two-ranked preseason team, they defeated Huron at home 45-6, Brookings over Watertown 26-3, and it was Yankton winning at Mitchell 45-6. Out west, Belle Fouche defeated Douglas 27-16, and also Spearfish losing at St. Thomas More 21-0. Coming up next for these two teams, the Golden Eagles will host T Area next Saturday night, and then they'll be at Sturgis for another Saturday night game 2 weeks from tonight. So a lot of Saturday ball for both of these teams. Governors will have a Friday game coming up when they go to Brookings, and Dana J. Dykhouse Stadium next Friday night will be on the air at 6:30 with a pregame 7 o'clock kickoff Friday for Governor football. And then their next home game will be 2 weeks from tonight, another Saturday game for the Governors as they host the Mitchell Colonels. Volleyball, we talked about a 3-0 start to the season as they defeated Rapid City Central in straight sets today. Stevens in four last night. They beat Watertown Tuesday night earlier this week in four sets, all of those matches at home. They've got three on the road in three successive nights coming up in this week ahead. And they'll start at Douglas Thursday night with a 7:30 first serve. Central time will be on the air at 7 o'clock Thursday. And then the Friday game, David Burrow will head out west to follow the Governors to Sturgis for that matchup, as the Stanley County Buffaloes will be idle on the football field next week. That gives us an opportunity to put Governor Volleyball on KGFX AM Friday night, and David will be back on the FM side Saturday afternoon with the Governors at Spearfish. And then, of course, that Saturday afternoon game will be back here on River 92.7. So volleyball off to a good start, and three favorable matchups coming up in the week ahead. Volleyball might be getting some good looks in the top five rankings. They received a few votes, but one team did struggle so far in this early first week of the season in Brandon Valley, who was the preseason third-ranked team in AA, but did suffer some losses along the way. Here we go to the second half. Second half kickoff, like the opening kick, put in play. Sponsored by Comtech in Pierre. George Stolle kicks to the 5-yard line, taken by Drew Salfrank. Middle of the field, near side, he cuts to the right. Stiff arm late on Spencer Schonsberg, gives him another couple of yards across the 30, and he'll be pushed and run out of bounds at about the 33. A pretty good start for Aberdeen Central here in the way of the return and ensuing field possession here. They'll spot it at the 33-yard line. So we are underway in the second half. 41-7. Good to have you here opening night of the football season. Brian Oakland play-by-play. Heather Williams in studio. Got Caleb Brozek and Jordan Lutmer running the show as far as video production concerned with live tickets. And thankful to have that partnership with them again this season. Spread formation for the Golden Eagles, but a pitch back. Carson Sarda, first time with running room as he gets a first down and more on the far side, outrunning Gavin Stotts. And then the last line of defense are the defensive backs for the Governors. Chance Sarda and Jacob Mayer force him out of bounds with the biggest gain on the ground tonight for Aberdeen Central. Has them in Governor territory on one play to the 43-yard line. Pickup of 24 yards here for Carson Sarda. Big fella, 215, but we mentioned earlier, he can get to the corner, and in this case, got a good wall of blocking out on the left side and a first down pickup. Golden Eagles will go right back to him. Short pitch, but there's Sarda again. Josh Rydberg helping stand him up, and no gain. This time they'll stay at the Governor 43. Second and 10, 15th carry of the evening for Carson Sarda. active in the Aberdeen offense. Chance Sarda, very active in the Governor defensive side of things. 41-7, one big play for the Golden Eagles tonight, a 76-yard touchdown pass from Dustin Hermanson to Spencer Barr. Four wides, two each side. Single setback is Sarda. He slips through the first tackle as Rydberg misses him with the arm, but still a short gain. Gavin Stotts plugging up the middle. Jason Mishayshak reaches out and impedes progress as well. We'll give him two to the 41, and it'll be third down and eight. First minute plus gone by here. Second half, Saturday night football. Generally Friday night is reserved for under the lights, but with the officiating a little bit short-staffed, there ends up being a lot of Saturday games. With Mishayshak busting through the line, there may have been a flinch on the part of the Aberdeen offense. We've got a pre-snap penalty, and this is going to mark the Eagles back. Boy, when Mishayshak comes through and you're not pushing back against him, he pushed two guys onto their backsides, but the Eagles commit the penalty, and this will push him back to the 47-yard line. So third and about 14 here. The line to gain would be the 33. Clock starts up again, 10-10 to go, third quarter. The Eagles in road white with the blue pants, gold stripes. They got the blue helmets. Old numbers on the road white jerseys. And Mishayshak with a flinch, but he stays on his side. Now we've got a flag on the near side. Pass was completed over the middle on a quick slant to Sal Frank, but this play never happened. And another pre-snap penalty. Could have been a false start here with the receiver on the near side. Judging by where the flag was thrown, it is a false start. 5-yard penalty. So another 5 yards will mark Aberdeen Central back to their own side of the 50 at the 49. Third and 14 becomes third and 19 now. Third and long is a difficult situation for Aberdeen as it is. Well, they've got third and even longer. Too wide to the near side right, which is the far side or the long side of the field. Short side has one wide out the other way. Slot back is Austin Erickson right side as well. Sal Frank wanted to go left, but Mishayshak will run him down. And right there with him also, 55. Nope, that's 56, Josh Rydberg. So the quarterback sack. Governors get to Hermanson for the first time. It's a 9-yard loss. And the punt here from Jet Carlson will be allowed to bounce. It'll take a Pier hop from inside the 35 back in Pier's favor. And down at the 37-yard line. Cole Arts downing it there. So one first down for the Eagles, but another punt, and the Governors will come out, take over on offense for the first time here in the second half, leading 41-7. Starting at their own 37, 8:54 on the third quarter clock. A 34-point lead, 35-point margin would result in a running clock with a mercy rule. Here's Merkwan on a short route across the middle, wrapped up immediately, and Taden Brownson, the linebacker, making the stop. Merkwan gets it 4 yards upfield to the 41. Merkwan with 194 yards receiving. Jet Zabel with 166. Together they caught 20 passes. 8 for Jack. 12 for Jay-Z in that tight end spot in that first half. Lincoln Keenels with 389 yards through the air, looking for more. Throwing long. Merkwan can't get to it. Looked like there might have been a bit of a grab, but Merkwan tried to release just the same pass thrown a little too far. It'll be third down and 6. Carlson giving chase there. Only the 5th incomplete pass in 31 tries for Lincoln Keenels tonight. Merkwan will go far right. Kaiser is out there in a slot. Brecken Kruger in the short slot or the near slot. Jackson Edmond is a tight end standing on the near side outside of Jet Zabel. Keenholz looking over the middle. Zabel is out on the flat again. Underneath route has a first down. Turning it upfield at the 50 to the Golden Eagle 40. Lowers the shoulder. Runs out of bounds at the 38-yard line. Another Pierre Governor first down. 21 yards this time from Keenholz to Zabel. And it'll be first down Governors. About 4 minutes gone by here in the third quarter. All will be reset on the far hash mark now. Governors moving east to west, right to left as we watch the action here. New green jerseys with black pants this season for the Governors. Here's a pickup and a pitch. Up the middle goes Brock Mosier. Just a short snap or a shotgun snap, but then one of those pitches that Mosier grabs. This is officially a pass, and Brock Mosier up the middle inside the 30-yard line down to about the 28. This will be close to a first down. They haven't moved the chains yet. Looks like unless they bring them out for a measurement, it's going to be a 9.5-yard gain. We'll call it the 29-yard line, Mosier's third catch of the night. Second and short, Keenholz rolling right. Cuts back, keeps it himself. Now open field, 30, 25 to the 20, one man to beat, one more at the 5. Lincoln will run out of bounds, though, shy of the 5, at about the 7-yard line. Body control, body protection, and a scramble for Lincoln Keenholz. Gains him double-digit yardage. Will give him about 22 on the play down to the 7-yard line. Fifth keeper for Link tonight, 45 yards total, 7:16 left to go in the third, and the Governors have it first and goal at the Golden Eagle 7. Merkwan wide to the right. Governors with 6 touchdowns scored tonight, all of them through the air. Lincoln looking for another one, rolling right, still with time, got protection, races to the pylon. Touchdown, Lincoln Keenholz. Jet Zabel was blocking out on the flat. Merkwan was doing his job as well. Lincoln Keenholz gets inside that pylon on the far side, a 7-yard scoring run here for Lincoln Keenholz. And the Governors tack on another 6. They lead 47-7. 7:07 to play. This opening scoring drive of the second half covers 6 plays for the Governors as they go 63 yards. We'll give you the full details after the upcoming break, but Andrew Campia is back on to try another PAT. Snap, spot, hold, kick is a line drive. This one hooked by Campia, so his first kick of the night was blocked. This one long enough, but missing wide left, and the score will remain 47-7. With 7:07 to play, a 30-second break, Peer will kick. When we come back, you're listening to Peer Governor Football.
YesWay proudly supports the Peer Governors. Go Govs!
Let's go, team! Let's go!
After the game, YesWay Rewards members can cool down with 2 bottles of Gatorade Zero and save 5 cents per gallon of gas. Join now at YesWay.com. YesWay, say yes to convenience.
Let's go, team! Let's go! Let's go, team! Let's go!
Governor's first possession of the second half gets them 63 yards on 6 plays in a minute and 47 seconds. And Lincoln Keenholz, who had 6 touchdown passes in the first half, gets his 7th touchdown of the night, but this one on the ground from 7 yards out. He set it up with a 22-yard scramble, and on the next play runs it in from 7 yards out. As the Governors now lead 47-7, as Campia's kick missed wide to the left. So now the Governors with a lead of 35-plus, and due in large part to the Governor's success from a few years ago, the mercy rule will be in effect with a running clock, plays that go out of bounds and plays that pick up first downs, things like that that normally would stop a clock, and incomplete passes will not be the case. George Stolle kicks off right to left, sending a man deep to the 5-yard line, coming back up the middle, and after starting right, but there's Trey Lewis and company to wrap up the return man, Tayden Brownson. No, that's not Brownson. Looks like 21, Avery Ligon. His first return of the day. And Aberdeen Central will be set up at their own 15-yard line in with 6:40 left to go in the third quarter. Again, the clock will run continually. By the way, Elijah Bucci, E.J. Bucci, starting to warm up on the governor's sideline. Looks like he may come in as a second quarterback on the next possession for Pierre. Now that the Govs have that clock running in continual mode. First and 10 from the 15. Here come Dustin Hermanson, Carson Sarda, and the Golden Eagles. Fake the handoff, play action, but the Governors come streaking in, and it's another sack. Trey Lewis continues his outstanding defensive effort tonight. That just seemed to be a straight blitz. Maybe Lewis hesitated momentarily, but he got through and is able to make the tackle inside the 10 all the way down to the 7, a loss of 8 on the play. And it'll be 2nd and 18 from there. Golden Eagles want to make some plays. They know that running the football really isn't going to make things happen. They want to see what they can do through the air. You expect the Governors to maybe get some second stringers in here before too long. It looks like they'll do just that. On their next possession, but still Aberdeen Central trying to make some things happen on offense. So 5:20 to go here. Back to the ground, Carson Sarda. He's got running room here out to the 10. Spencer Easland will run him down to the 15, and he'll get dragged for another 5 yards. This is a good gain for Carson Sarda. And see where they spot it. Looks like they'll put him right at the 20-yard line. That would be 13 yards and one of the longer gains on the ground of the night for the Eagles. But they're still shy of a first down by a handful of yards. Call it third and about 6. Now let's make it 3rd and 5. The 15 to the 25-yard line would be the line to gain here. Governors with the 40-point lead. Clock running continually now. We're under 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Eagles will set up 2 wides to the short side. In fact, 3 wide to the left. Sarda trying to get through that line, but nothing doing. Emmett Anderson and company will finish him off. And that right side of the defensive line making things real difficult. Last off the pile is Austin Longo. As he's out there in place of Jason Mishayshock again, Sarda will lose a yard this time back to the 19, and the Eagles will switch personnel and bring their special teams on. So Jaden Wiebe and Trey Lewis back for the Jet Carlson kick, and it's blocked by the Governors. They'll back away. Actually, Pierre going after it, but Aberdeen Central will recover the loose ball. Will Heinert gets on it, but somebody got in there and blocked that one straight up into the air. It doesn't even make it to the 20-yard line. In fact, a punt of 0 yards because of the block. And the Governors will have it in the Aberdeen Central red zone as they take over, leading 47-7. Clock does stop on the change of possession, but once they spot it, they'll start it up again. Now they'll stop it for a heat timeout here. We've got a Coca-Cola break in the action because of the warm weather tonight. One heat timeout each quarter gives us a chance to pause for 60 seconds. We'll be back with more. Elijah Bucci will take over at quarterback for the Governors, who lead 47-7. River 92.7 at drgnews.com.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds & Associates in Pierre. 2008 was the breakthrough year on the golf course for Taylor Smalley. As a junior, she made Governor Girls golf history by becoming Pierre's first ESE Girls individual champion. And 1 week later, Smalley made more history by becoming the Governor Girls' first individual state champion. A feat later equaled by Holly Getz, Carissa Guthrie, and Katie Bartlett. Taylor Smalley, one of Pierre's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment is presented by Fisher Rounds & Associates in Pierre.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here at Gator's Pizza Pasta Subs in the Northridge Plaza. If you haven't heard or tried the new jalapeno popper pizza at Gator's, you're missing out. The jalapeno popper pizza has Philadelphia cream cheese, double smoked bacon, five different cheeses, buttermilk ranch, fresh jalapenos, jalapeno rings, set in the top Gator's homemade hand-rolled pizza crust. Mmm, good. And don't forget, Gator's has dine-in, carry-out, and curbside pickup. And delivery through DoorDash. Gator's Pizza Pasta Subs in the Northridge Plaza.
Gotta go to Gator Pizza Pasta.
Second house for Keel, opening night of the season for the Governors. Lincoln Keenel's night seems to be over after throwing for about 400 yards or so. And now he'll give way to the sophomore, Elijah Bucci, 215-pounder. Good athlete. He got a quarterback keeper for 5 yards on his first play, but now wants to throw, and the Eagles will run him down in the backfield and sack the sophomore quarterback for a loss here. So the Governors, with a loss on a play for only the second time tonight, but this time the Golden Eagles give a good push. You're going to have a lot of new people out there here for Pierre on this sequence, pushing back to the 22-yard line, a loss of 9 on the play. And not much happening here as Bucci throws over the middle, pass incomplete, and the Governors may bring on the kicking unit, see if they can get a field goal in here. A 3-and-out for the second string. And Andrew Campia, the place kicker. Keenholz has done some kicking off. George Stolle's been kicking more of late. Keenholz will come in to hold at about the 29-yard line. This will be a 39-yard kick for Campia, straight up the middle. This kick is blocked. That's a live football, and the Eagles will pick it up and be ruled down ahead of the 35-yard line at about the 37. So a good play there. The second time a kick has been blocked by Aberdeen Central tonight. And that's one thing, one aspect of the game that the Governors still have some work to do. Obviously, there's always room for improvement, But special teams is the one area where they've got a lot of replacing to do, and obviously a little adjustment to be made from one game to the next. It's a long season to go where that is concerned. So now with under 50 seconds to go here, quarter number three, the Eagles will have it just ahead of their own 36-yard line. If they make a good special teams play, 47-7, Governors have the lead. Here on opening night, Governor's preseason, number one ranked. Skill position players, as fine as they come, that you'll see in South Dakota. And a lot of teams are going to be understanding that when they come to play the Governors. Here's a big run up the middle. Suddenly coming out of there is Carson Sarda, and he will go the distance. Is that Sarda number four? Hard to see these gold numbers. It certainly looks like that is Sarda still in there. The straight-up give for 64 yards. Sarda ran into the scrum, but he came out of there. And it is Sarda for 64 yards on the score. So a 76-yard touchdown pass in the first half. Now a 64-yard touchdown run here in the second half. Toward the end of the third quarter, high snap, and the Eagles will have to try for two, but a straight run to the pylon is good. On the run, I believe the holder, if I'm seeing the number right, is Max Lieberman, number 20. So tack on two for the Golden Eagles, and with 11 seconds left in the third quarter, Pierre leads 47-15. We'll take a 30-second break, and we're back for the Eagle kick when we return with more Governor football.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre is thrifty, local, and convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart prides itself on their fresh produce, high-quality meats, and bakery goods. Grab some Caribou coffee while you shop, too. Lynn's Dakota Mart features a nice selection of beer, wines, and liquor. Stop at Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Take care of your prescription needs at Lynn's Dakota Mart Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre, your hometown neighborhood market.
Well, a good play there for the Golden Eagles here as continually running clock situation will continue, even though Aberdeen Central is now underneath the 35-point deficit. But a one-play, 64-yard scoring drive, a 64-yard run for Carson Sarda, the bruising running back for the Golden Eagles. Breaks through the scrum and outruns the rest of the defense to the house. And on the PAT attempt, a high snap hauled in by Max Lieberman, but he had to come to his feet, and he alertly spins and turns toward the near side pylon, was able to get there for a two-point conversion. And Aberdeen Central gets an eight-point possession. They trail 47-15. Poised to kick off. Athletic Director Brian Moser giving us some results from the Aberdeen Invitational in the first competition for the competitive cheer and dance squad. Peard placed 12th with 166.5 points, third in POM, fourth in hip-hop, fourth overall in competitive dance as well. Competitive cheer, though, 12th. Here comes Trey Lewis up the middle in a big kickoff return. 45 to the 50. Nothing but daylight in front of him from right to left. 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown. Touchdown, not Lewis. Instead of 20, it's 26. No, instead of 26, it's 20. We'll get it right. Jaden Wiebe showing the speed. It is Wiebe for 98 yards to the house on the kickoff return. Jaden Wiebe, he's been quiet tonight. He played so well on defense and even on offense late in the season last year, but this time finally gets his name called with a 98-yard kickoff return on the final play of the third quarter. Andrew Campia on to kick. Matthew Coverdale's got to come to take a spot on the left side of the old line. Coverdale's last kick missed wide left. See if they can get this one down. It's up and straight and good. The final play of the third quarter will send us to the fourth on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. New score, Pier 53, Aberdeen Central 15. Let's make that 54-15. Scoreboard from Gales Gas Service in Pier. Let's pause for 60 seconds, and quarter number four is next. This is Pier Governor Football.
Nystrom Electrical Contracting has quality electricians with decades of experience. They offer dependable installation for commercial and residential construction or day-to-day service. Whether you're looking for new construction or remodeling existing buildings or homes, contact your full-service electrical contractor, Nystrom Electric. Visit their website, nystromelectric.com, or call them for estimates on your next project at 605-224-8750. Nystrom Electrical Contracting in Pier.
The Lariat Lanes in Pier is your family fun center with leagues for all ages starting up now for bowling, pool, and darts. Stop on out and get signed up. With bumper bowling, the new sink scoring, and a full-service snack bar, there's no better place for your kids' birthday parties or family get-togethers. And sports fanatics, view all your favorite games, including the NFL's Sunday Ticket, coming to the Cactus Lounge. Never complain that there's nothing to do. Come on out to your family fun center, the Lariat Lanes on the truck bypass in Pier.
Well, the third quarter complete when the Governors led 41-7 at the half. They get a touchdown from Keenholz on a 7-yard scamper to make it 47-7. And then the clock starts running continually as the Govs led by 35-plus, 40 to be exact. Carson Sarda got a 64-yard touchdown run, but the ensuing kickoff returned 98 yards by Jaden Wiebe. Started up the middle of the field, cut out to the near side, and just outran everybody in blue and gold and white. On the last play of the third quarter, Campia's kick makes it 54-15. So welcome back to Phil Trautner Stadium in Hollister Field. We go to the fourth quarter, opening night for both of these teams in this high school football season. Ryan Oakland, glad to have you with us. Hoping you join us each night out for Governor Sports throughout the sports season here at River 92.7. Short kick for Stolle, taken on a hop inside the 20-yard line by one of the up men for the Golden Eagles. And that's Lieberman, who got the two-point conversion a short time ago. Returning for Aberdeen Central out to, let's call it the 33. So the clock still running continually for both of these teams, but the Golden Eagles will have it first and 10 And this will be their fourth possession of the second half. And again, hard to see the numbers, gold on white, but I think the second string is in for Aberdeen Central. They'll start with a pitch back here. And the Governor's second string defense up to the task. I should get the binoculars out. We see a tackle made here. Avery Lagan with the carry. Emmett Anderson in on the stop. And a gain of zero for Lagan. Lagan has been used as a kick returner. Has one return tonight. So a pretty good runner here in the backfield for the Golden Eagles, but didn't get anything on this one. High formation. He'll be the deep man again. Second string quarterback, I believe, is Parker Lehmer. And the runner will be thrown backward from the 30-yard line. E.J. Bucci in on the stop, but a loss on the play here. Back to the 31. So you can just look out onto the field. You see some smaller players for Aberdeen Central. Even the quarterback quite a bit smaller. I don't think that's Lehmer. It's number 25, it appears. 25 would be Aiden Hyman, who's played a pretty good defensive game in this one. A lot of tackles on short passes from the Governors in that first half. 3-yard gain from the second string here. Back up, but it's 4th and 9, and the Golden Eagles will punt. Snapping the ball from their own 34-yard line. Clock down to 9:20 here. The Governors leading 54-15. Jet Carlson still into punt, still putting good boots away. And the deep man for the Governors will let this one run, and it'll roll a long way down inside the 10-yard line of the Governors. Kellen Hansen, a 150-pound sophomore, was the deep back, but he couldn't get to it in time. And if this one is spotted at the 10-yard line, that's a 56-yard punt for Jet Carlson. So the Pier offense will come out, see what they can do from a long field standpoint here, 8:45 as we look on the clock, still running nonstop. In fact, they'll spot him at the 9-yard line. So a 57-yard punt for Carlson with a healthy roll. But he's been getting good kicks. I mean, 35 yards in the air. This one got an extra 20 after the roll. Bucci is the quarterback for the Govs. Takes the snap. He'll keep it up ahead. Juking out to the left side. Big quarterback now against some smaller defenders. And EJ's got a nice gain across the 15 to about the 18-yard line, a gain of 9. Aiden Hyman, one of them in on the stop. And again, just doing the best we can to follow along with names and numbers from these second string players, specifically on the Aberdeen Central side. 7:45 to go, fourth quarter. Bucci takes the snap, inside handoff, and a no-go here for the Governors. Taken down quickly in the backfield is Trevor Rounds. He's a 160-pound sophomore. See where they spot this one. Brian Johnson in on the stop for Aberdeen Central. That may have gotten to the line of scrimmage at best. It'll be third down. Well, let's call it the 19, a gain of 1 for Rounds. And Bucci's still out of the pistol here with Rounds next to him. They'll option. Now it's behind Rounds. A little bit late on the snap by Bucci. Rounds will retreat and fall on it, but not until it's back inside the 15 to the 14-yard line. A loss of 5 on the play, and Pierre will go 3 and out. Indecision that time on the part of the sophomore quarterback. Probably just could have pitched it right away and Rounds would have had an easy first down pickup, but as it is, Rounds saves the turnover and the Governors will punt for the first time tonight. Lincoln Keenholz is in to punt. He has shown obviously a big boot last season and this season. This is the first time he's had to punt one away. Takes the snap just ahead of his goal line. He'll kick this one up high end over end and taken on a fair catch at the 43-yard line by the Golden Eagles. A.J. Dabney is the senior return man. And Aberdeen Central will have it first and 10. So the first time the Governors have had to punt on the season. 6:04 to go here in regulation. The Governors still leading 54-15. And they'll stop the clock with a heat timeout on the Aberdeen Central possession upcoming from the Governor. 43-yard line. 60-second break. Timeout sponsored by Coca-Cola Bottling. We're back in a minute as the Governors lead 54-15 on opening night. River 92.7 at drgnews.com.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety. River 92.7. KGFX-FM, Pier. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Yesway proudly supports the Pier Governors. Go Govs!
Let's go, team! Let's go!
After the game, Yesway Rewards members can cool down with two bottles of Gatorade Zero and save 5 cents per gallon of gas. Join now at yesway.com. Yesway, say yes to convenience.
Access Health Fort Pier welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluations for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports visits. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health Fort Pier, assuring access to quality health care.
Back at Hollister Field, opening night, the fourth quarter. As the clock will start up again out of the heat timeout, we welcome you back. Governors looking good tonight, 54-15, but it's the Golden Eagles' second string on the possession here. Quarterback is 30. No, it's not 35. I think that is Aiden Hyman. 25. Can you guys see that number? Quarterback getting the play on the far side. Running play for a gain of zero, however. Second and 10 here for Aberdeen Central, moving east to west or right to left with 5.5 minutes to go. Golden Eagles have two more Saturday games coming up. It is 35, but on my roster, 35 is 205 pounds. I don't think that's the case for this particular backup quarterback. Looks a little bit smaller than that. Pass out to the far side. Well-thrown ball, but the intended receiver, perhaps Cooper Eisenbeiss, unable to haul that one in. Looked like he wanted to throw before securing the pass. And it'll be third down and 10. From the Governor, 43-yard line. All of these players out there now do play junior varsity games. There are schedules. You can check the peer activities schedule on their peer school website, peer.k12.sd.us, to see what other activities are going on. Here comes a sack on the part of the defense of the Governors. That is Andrew Campia, the kicker, making good on the defensive effort here. Loss of 6 back to the 49. Third sack in the second half for the Govs. And the Eagles will send the punting unit out once again. As we inch down to the 4-minute mark, we're going to start 1-0 on the season. Aberdeen Central 0-1. Two teams that met in the state semifinals here at Hollister a season ago. And the rest was history. The Governors had a tough time with Aberdeen Central that night, but the defense came up big in the second half. Offense made just enough plays to get a 28-21 win. Of course, the Governors had to come from behind in their last game of the season last year, too. Here's a high snap, but taken by Carlson. He steps up, and this kick is blocked. Three Governors were waiting for this, and this is number 31, Titan Winkler. A tall junior here, and the Governors will get a special teams play. He'll take over on the Aberdeen Central 40-yard line with 3:20 to go So players are still out there making plays. As Winkler, one of three in there. I think it was Titan who got the block of the punt attempt. So E.J. Bucci will try to engineer something here offensively with 3 minutes to go. And, well, first thing that happens is nothing except for a pre-snap penalty. And the Governors, as the official, is counting men on the field, and they may have too many guys. And 12 guys on the field, you're going to have communication errors, but still things like that are going to drive coaches crazy. 5-yard penalty. So the Govs will have it first and 15 at the 45-yard line. Clock is running under 2.5 minutes now. You got to think these guys on the field really want to get something going. Bucci out of the snap, eludes, or out of the shotgun, eludes the rush, and he throws looking for George Stolle up the near seam. Throws behind him, and the pass incomplete. It'll be second and 15. Bucci throwing the football after this season when all of these seniors are gone. He would be the heir apparent to take over the program. Cade Kaiser played a little backup quarterback a year ago, but sounds like he'll remain as a top receiver along with Jet Zabel next season, but the future on the field, but the present is still now with the Governors and what they have and what we've seen already here in game number one. Keeper for Bucci this time coming near side. Won't make it back to the line of scrimmage. Lose a yard on a good pursuit by the Golden Eagle defense. Loss of one. It'll be third and 16. 1:15 to go. If EJ wants to throw, he has tried it twice. He's throwing into the wind here. One receiver to the right. Two or three receivers out to the far left. These guys are doing what the starters do, checking their wristbands. Bucci out of the gun, steps up in the pocket, but he is met, and he will go down. Good push here defensively. It looks like Jalen Holt. Oh, 60. That is Aiden Giese, 190-pound junior. Giese, one of the members of the Aberdeen wrestling squad. Bucci here avoids a sack, though. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, so it'll be fourth and 16. We'll give him a rush on that one instead of a sack if you're trying to do official stats. One more play opportunity here for the Governors if they so choose. Doesn't look like they will. Well, there are 5 seconds left in a countdown here. And a timeout will be taken. Nope, it'll be delay of game. Doesn't matter. Clock will continue to run. And our ball game here on night number one will come to an end. An impressive start for the Pierre Governors. 6 touchdowns in the first half, another one in the second half on offense, plus a special teams long kickoff return, and on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard, your final score, the Governors defeating Aberdeen Central by the score of 54-15. Pierce starts 1-0 in their defense and their quest for a 6th straight state 11AA championship. Aberdeen Central will fall to 0-1. Aberdeen Central with the second-ranked team, T Area. Next week at Swisher Field, the Governors will go to Brookings to take on the fourth-ranked Bobcats. We'll talk more about that and a lot to talk about in our postgame coming up. Postgame will be sponsored by the folks at Family Dental with offices in Pierre and Gettysburg, with your Gales Gas Service scoreboard again, 54-15. Govs win tonight. River 92.7, your official voice of Governor football. Postgame begins in 3 minutes here. This is Governor football.
Backpack, check. School supplies, check. Dental cleaning, check. Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg reminds you that school is just around the corner. Now is the perfect time to get your child's back-to-school dental checkup and cleaning before school starts. Healthy smiles are a good way to start the year. Book your child's appointment today. Call Family Dental at 324-7774. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients and can take care of everyone in your family. Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg, caring for all your family's dental needs.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota wants your trade. We also want any vehicle that you might be willing to part with. So much so that we'll give you an additional $200 Pure Pride dollars when you trade or when you let us buy your vehicle. Yes, $200 Pure Pride dollars when you trade or when you sell your vehicle to Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota. Stop in at 518 East Sioux Avenue in Pierre. Call 605-224-7378 and visit CapitalCityFordToyota.com.
With another school year in sports upon us, Beck Motor Company would like to wish all students and staff a great school year. Proud to support our communities for over 50 years, we're here for all your automotive needs. Call us at 224-5912. Visit us at beck-motors.com. Safe travels from everyone at Beck Motor Company in Pierre.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Well, a good night for the Governor fans and the Governor players as well. Night number one ends in a victory for Pierre as they got the offense going, and they did it with a short variety at first in that first half. And once Aberdeen Central took away the big plays, the Governor is able to go underneath with the short routes, but chipping away one play here, one play there. Jet Zabel played a huge part of that first half. Jack Merkwan in the receiving corps doing their thing. Of course, you've got this guy who's playing D1 college football in a year's time, Lincoln Keenels, delivering the rock, and the Pierre Governors, I think, every bit as good as advertised here in game number one. They defeat Aberdeen Central by the score of 54-15. Touchdown passes times six for Keenels in that first half. On the first possession, a 10-play scoring drive with a 2-yard touchdown to Zabel, and that made it 6-0. He hits Merkwan on the second possession from 15 yards out. The third possession ended in a fumble, the only turnover lost by the Governors tonight. A couple of things that they didn't really expect or didn't really want to have happen, but you're going to have good plays by defenses, and Aberdeen did make some good plays tonight. Certainly unable to stop the high-powered offense of the Governors with much consistency, but that one fumble lost thwarted one Governor possession in that first half. But on the next possession, a one-play scoring drive after a short punt, a Keenholz to Zabel hookup of 33 yards makes it 20-0 at the end of the first quarter. And then after another Aberdeen punt, the Governors start the second quarter with a five-play scoring drive, a Keenholz to Merkwan hookup of 24 yards. Andrew Campia doing the kicking makes it 27-0. And then Aberdeen Central strikes with a big play and a 76-yard touchdown catch and run from Dustin Hermanson to Spencer Barr. That made it 27-7. But, again, 76 yards was bettered by an 80-yard scoring throw from Keenholz over the middle to Jack Merkwan. Almost got tripped up, but he kept his balance and ran the last 35 yards with nobody to run him down. 80 yards from Merkwan. His third touchdown makes it 34-7. And just for good measure, one last nine-play, 57-yard drive and a five-minute drive at that to close out the first half as Keenholz hooks up with Zabel for the third time, 17 yards out this time. And that made it 41-7 at the half. Aberdeen Central led the first possession of the second half. They got a first down pickup on their first gain. A good run by Carson Sarda, but a three and out from there set the Governors up at their own 37-yard line. And on that opening possession for Pierre in the second half, six plays, 63 yards, taking a minute 47 off the clock. And Lincoln Keenholz, who ran 22 yards to set him up with first and goal, runs the last 7 yards for another touchdown, his seventh touchdown overall on the night. Got that one inside the right pylon on the west side of the field. Andrew Campia missed this kick, missing it wide left on the hook. That made it 47-7 with 7:07 to play in the third. A three and out on a long field for Aberdeen Central, and the Golden Eagles had to come out, or rather the Governors come out after a punt was blocked, and Pierre had it first and 10 at the 18-yard line, but they brought in the second string, and the Golden Eagle defense was able to push them backwards. Campia comes in and tried a 39-yard field goal, but like his first PAT attempt of the night, kicked this one a little bit low, trying to get a little extra distance on it, and the Golden Eagles able to block that kick, so no field goal there for Campia. Next, the Golden Eagles take over on their own 36-yard line, and Carson Sarda did bust through for a 64-yard touchdown run, and when the kick snap was a little bit high, Max Lieberman hauled it in. He stood up, he turned around and ran to the near side pylon, good for a two-point conversion instead of one. That made it 47-15 with 11 seconds left in the third. But on the ensuing kickoff, the Governors got Jaden Wiebe to go the distance from 98 yards. That made it 54-15, and the fourth quarter was played by the second strings, and from there it was all Pierre, and well, we got to see some other people get into this ball game, but all in all, just a good effort for the Governors, and they start out, as we say, every bit as good as advertised. If you're watching our broadcast, you see the head coach, Steve Steele, has come up to join us and talk about this one, and Coach, I tell you right off the bat, you know, we talked in pregame about how you're going to throw the football. I mean, you kind of have to, because that's what everybody's expecting, and there are reasons to throw the football. You'll use the run or use the pass to set up the run if necessary. But I got to give credit to Aberdeen Central. They knew that they had to take away the big play. You're forced to go underneath, but the efficiency of the offense that we also talked about in pregame kind of showed up, and it just a playmaking offense right off the get-go.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to watch the guys. I mean, the operation was just really smooth today, you know, more than anything else. I think we settled into a good rhythm offensively, had a really good tempo. And even if you're taking the underneath stuff and reading your progressions and checking things down, I mean, that can be really taxing on a defense if it's just constant running and then you're right back lined up, ready to constant run again. So, you know, very, very happy with the efficiency on offense.
And they're taking away the big plays. They're not giving up 20, 30-yard pass plays, but eventually you figure out your blocking scheme and downfield, and then you start getting those underneath routes to gain more and more yards. You got some 20, 30-yard hookups, and that kind of opened up for plays like the 80-yarder to Merquan, too.
Yeah, I mean, and that was a lot of fun to see that progression in the line. I mean, what great protection on that pass to Merquan. I mean, that's a third or fourth progression that he's hitting to throw that to Merquan. And then to have the time to sit back there and then constantly work his way up the pocket to make that throw was really good on the offensive line.
And, you know, those are the plays I know that Governor fans are kind of going to be expecting. But let's talk about Jet Zabel, too. Last year he was good for maybe three or four catches a game. He was kind of the third or the fourth option generally as far as the number of catches that certain guys would get. Got a couple of big ones in the state championship game. But, boy, what a weapon he's going to be. Most notably because he's so hard to bring down. What a strong kid he is.
He is. We've got a lot of, I mean, and Jack, I think, was the same way today. I mean, I think Jack had a lot of yak yards and some broken tackles. But yeah, Jet's just a hammer when he catches the ball, and he's very sure-handed. You know, that was the other thing I was very happy with. We didn't have any drops tonight, by my memory at least. So,
has anybody ever caught 13 passes in a game? I don't know. I mean,
I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and look. But I mean, a lot of the yards, I mean, I don't know how many yards he had, but he had a lot of yak.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's doing a really good job catching and getting his head upfield and turning, and our guys doing a great job blocking for him. Jack had a really great block on the one touchdown from Jet, yep, where it was the catch and run, and Jack did a great job blocking out the corner there. So it's really fun to see the guys block for each other.
Yeah.
And it's not all me, I want the catches, I want the yards. Sometimes it's, hey, I'm making the block that lets you go and score. So really fun to watch.
A lot of times that feels just as good as scoring one yourself, and the defense did a good job. Really impressed with Chance Sarda, Trey Lewis tonight. These guys are playing physical, and even on night number one, you can see the defense was ready to go tonight.
Yeah, I mean, they played downhill, they played fast, they played hard, and they played physical, and that's everything that they've been asking of them. And a lot of new faces all over the place on D this year, and they really showed up and showed what kind of defense we're going to be. It's really fun to watch them too.
Hot night tonight too, and you had to run people in and out. I don't know if that's your plan all season long in better football weather, but night number one, in addition to seeing the second string in that fourth quarter, but you saw some contributions from, well, more people maybe than what you were initially expecting.
Yeah, and I think, our coaches did a really good job of, utilizing, especially on the defensive line, having a pretty good rotation of guys getting in there and taking some reps. But we won't hardly have any two-way players, which is crazy to say, at a school this size. But Jason went both ways for a while, and that was about it. So I think that's makes a huge thing when you play these games that are really hot or anything like that, too. It just keeps you fresher throughout the game.
In Aberdeen Central, you can see that they're capable of making the big play. They had two big plays tonight, granted one of them against some second string players, but that catch and run that they had, you kind of jump the route a little bit, and it's maybe something to guard against, but when you're up 27-0, you can maybe take some gambles like that too.
Yeah, this was a game that we were fortunate to dictate the pace of. We took the ball and were able to go and get on top. I think that was the big difference last year. We kind of were able to do that the first time when we went to Aberdeen, and when they came here, they were able to get the ball first and they scored, and if they get ahead, then it's, they're able to slow the game down, and it plays to that tempo where once we were able to establish that right away and kind of get up a little bit early, that got them out of their plans.
Well, I think all in all, though, it was a matchup where both teams knew pretty much what was going to happen on the other side of the football. You're able to make the plays by and large, and you're able to negate some of the plays that Aberdeen's trying to make defensively. Job well done.
Thanks. Yeah,
so
it was a lot of fun.
that's what's expected, I know, all season long. Now you go to Brookings and an early season matchup with this team that hasn't been the case the last few years. Brookings is looking pretty good. Got a win over Watertown last night. What do you know about the Bobcats early?
Yeah, they looked really good. We know that was kind of a neat thing. Playing on Saturday, we got to watch the game yesterday, so that was good. And, they've got some good weapons. They've got two really, really good running backs. The Brandt kid's really good, and Israel.
Caldron.
He was really good. So they both run really hard. They did a great job, really setting the physicality, yesterday. I thought they did a good job, and their defense is solid. Their defense is always very, very good, and they'll be well prepared for us.
Still a team that really wants to run the ball first and second and third, though, right?
Yeah, they're definitely going to be a run-first team and play actioning off of that. If they get into a drop-back game, then that's good for us.
Big play on special teams tonight. Actually, he had a punt block as well. Special teams doing their job too.
Yeah, all three facets were in there. Felt bad. Campia gets in there and had a couple blocked, from some protection issues, but he did a good job in there as well, putting her through. So not an easy thing for a sophomore to come into just with the speed and the timing. I said it's always a hard thing to simulate and practice a live rush in a game with the lights and all that. And I thought he did a good job handling it.
Three missed kicks, but a quarterback sack too for Andrew.
Yeah.
So fun game. We're off and running, and one game at a time. We'll see you next week in Brookings, Coach.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks.
Steve Steele, the Governor head coach, as they defeat Aberdeen Central by the score of 54-15. Let's take a 3-minute break. We'll come back with more in our Family Dental post game. As we'll continue, we've got the stats, which are some pretty big numbers coming up. And of course, we've got big plays of the game from Hermanson Endodontics and your player of the game from Cowboy Country Stores later on in our Family Dental post game. Continuing in 3 minutes, you're listening to Peer Governor Football.
Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden French fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy, tastes good.
At Avera Health Plans, we know your ag business is vital to South Dakota, and affordable health insurance is essential to running that business. As your health insurance partner, we'll help to lighten the load of managing these expenses in an uncertain market. We're dedicated to rural health care with extensive preventative care services that are good for communities. We'll work with you to create a plan that's both affordable and effective so your employees have the coverage they need when they need it. You don't have to wait. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
Do you love watching high school sports but find yourself wanting to be more involved? Live Ticket TV has the solution for you. They're looking for production managers to assist for this school year. Duties include the management of equipment as well as basic technological understanding. But don't stress. Paid training will be provided. Part-time wages start at $20 per hour. Call 833-605-LIVE, extension 2. That's 833-605-5483, extension 2. And punch your ticket to joining one of the fastest growing companies in South Dakota.
Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota wants your trade. We also want any vehicle that you might be willing to part with. So much so that we'll give you an additional $200 Pure Pride dollars when you trade or when you let us buy your vehicle. Yes, $200 Pure Pride dollars when you trade or when you sell your vehicle to Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota. Stop in at 518 East Sioux Avenue in Pierre. Call 605-224-7378 and visit CapitalCityFordToyota.com.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Have you found yourself worrying about inflation and market volatility? Considering what should I do? Can I do anything? Am I going to be okay? The Ranky Gray team has been coaching their clients through these tumultuous times for over 35 years. Let us discover what easy, proven adjustments can be made for you. For a free second opinion, our team can be reached at 605-224-5959. Let's start today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through New Edge Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor. New Edge Advisors LLC and Ranky Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
Back at Phil Trautner Stadium in Hollister Field, continuing our family dental post game. Here are the stats of a 54-15 win for the Pierre Governors. And again, a lot of it through the air, a lot of it in the first half, obviously, for the Governors. Lincoln Keenels had thrown for 389 yards in the first half. He tacked on a little bit more in the second half and 6 touchdowns through the air, 1 on the ground, 7 total for the guy that a lot of people expect to be probably the player of the year in South Dakota. All told, 28 of 33 through the air for Lincoln Keenels, 423 yards, 6 touchdowns passing, 1 touchdown rushing, along with 52 yards, 22 yards to set up that rushing touchdown, and then 7 yards to the pylon for the only score from the first string in that second half offensively, as Pierre wins at 54-15. Also on the ground, Brock Mosier runs 4 times for 8 yards. Elijah Bucci with 12 yards on 4 carries from the quarterback position in a backup role. Trevor Rounds also 2 carries, but losing 4 yards, one of those on a really not his fault on a bad option pitch. But Bucci through the air also 0 for 2. He was sacked 1 time for a loss of 9 yards. So 423 yards positive through the air. Loss of 9 makes it a net passing offense of 414 yards with 68 yards of offense on the ground as well. Here with 482 yards total offense. Receiving, though, Jet Zabel, 13 catches, 187 yards, 3 touchdowns. Jack Merquan, 9 catches, 198 through the year, including the long touchdown of 80 yards plus 2 others, 3 touchdowns receiving for each of those receivers. Cade Kaiser catches 2 for 20, and Brock Mosier 3 catches for 18 yards. Brecken Kruger caught 1 pass, quick hitter, but he was dropped at the line of scrimmage there. Pierre picks up 13 first downs, just one of those in the second half. They did have the only turnover in this game. Meanwhile, for Aberdeen Central on the ground, Carson Sarda, with the help of his 64-yard touchdown run to close the scoring in this one, he will amass 160 yards Let's make that 106 on 19 carries for Aberdeen Central. Avery Ligon and a couple of others in mop-up duty will pick up one extra yard net. So 107 yards rushing all told for Aberdeen Central. On the passing, it was Dustin Hermanson throwing 4 for 7 for 103 yards. Had the 76-yard hookup with Spencer Barr, 103 yards through the air. But the Governors got to the backup quarterback in the second half three times for losses of 23 yards. So 80 yards net passing for the Eagles and a total of 187 yards of total offense. Spencer Barr with two catches for 93 yards, including the 76-yard scamper. And catch and run, Austin Erickson caught one ball for 14 yards. Drew Salfrank, one catch for a loss of 4. The Eagles were penalized 6 times, all for short losses. They pick up 3 first downs. Pierre was penalized technically 4 times. A delay of game with a running clock in the last 5 seconds would be the fourth one. But a pretty clean game outside of holding penalty and a block in the back. But all in all, really well-played game for the Governors to start the season. They win it 54-15. Other things on how it happened, well, we've got the big plays of the game, and certainly a lot of big plays to talk about. We'll do that. Big plays are sponsored by Hermanson Endodontics of Pierre, and we'll hear from them, and your big plays are next in our postgame. This is Governor Football.
Quality comes first at Hermanson Endodontics. Dr. Ryan Hermanson serves Central South Dakota with specialty root canal treatment. Hermanson Endodontics strives to provide treatment that is not only comfortable, but also provides the best possible outcome. They do this by effective and timely communication with your dentist and preserving as much of the tooth as possible using state-of-the-art three-dimensional imaging and the dental operating microscope to guide diagnosis and treatment. Ask your dentist if a root canal specialist is right for you. Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre.
Hermanson Endodontics with big plays of the game. Certainly, you're going to get a lot of big plays night in and night out with an offense as high-powered as the Governors have. They're big plays on defense, too. But I think I don't think that Aberdeen Central, I think realistically probably knew that the deck is stacked against them in this game. The Governors got out to a 27-0 lead. There was that big play for the Golden Eagles, the 76-yard touchdown from Hermanson to Barr. But I think the biggest play of the game came right after that, after a touchback on the kickoff. Lincoln Canoles over the middle, 30 yards to Jack Merkwan. The rest of the 50 was all Merkwan, even avoiding a stumble on a trip-up attempt, but an 80-yard touchdown pass. That'll work as a big play for the Governors, and big plays brought to you by Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre. Of course, the last touchdown for Pierre in the game, a 98-yard touchdown kickoff return for Jaden Wiebe. That coming after the other big play for Aberdeen Central. You think about it, the Governors on the very next play of both Aberdeen touchdowns came back with a bigger play of their own. Definitely big plays, Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre. The Governors getting the easy win, 54-15. And with that, certainly candidates to talk about with players of the game. Give a good nod to Carson Sarda. And I thought Aiden Hyman played pretty well defensively in the first half, especially when the Governors were kind of keeping the passing game a little bit short. Couple of pats on the back for the Golden Eagle players in a losing cause here. But our big plays, sponsored by Cowboy Country Stores, give us quite a number of candidates on the winning side. And we'll talk about that, and we'll make it official after you hear this from Cowboy Country Stores and Pierre.
Any time is a good time for Cowboy Country Stores in Pierre and Fort Pierre. Fill up your tank and your stomach at the same time. Heading to the campground, fishing the waters, Cowboy Country Store is ready for you. Feed the family while on the go with delicious foods. Breakfast starting at 5 a.m. Fresh baked pastries, coffees, regular and breakfast pizzas too. Convenience with a capital C. Cowboy Country Stores and Champs Chicken in Pierre and Fort Pierre.
Let's try that again. Cowboy Country Stores with players of the game, and with Canoles throwing 432 yards, 6 touchdowns, and a 7th touchdown on the ground tonight. He's qualifying. You've got Chance Sarda and Trey Lewis in particular playing big on a defensive game. Jack Merkwan Well, we know what he's capable of. 9 catches, 198 yards, 3 touchdowns, including the biggest one of the night from 80 yards out. A lot of people making a lot of plays. Give credit to the offensive line in there as well. But how about Jet Zabel? 13 catches tonight, 187 yards. He was the guy that had to open, kind of the chosen one to open up the offense with the short passes underneath. And as Coach Steve Steele said, it was all about the yak with Jet Zabel tonight. Yards after catch, he had a lot of them. 187 yards total receiving, and I'll just throw a number out, maybe 140 of that after catch, is a lot of the shorter routes to Zabel, probably, let's say, 13 catches for 40 yards through the air. The rest of it was all Jets, and big, big night. He's our player of the game with that 13-catch, 3-touchdown night, 187 through the air. Player of the game from Cowboy Country Stores is the 215-pound junior tight end, JZ, Jet Zabel. So the Governors get a 54-15 victory, and we'll talk about what's to come for the Govs next after one final break in our Family Dental postgame. And we're back in about 90 seconds or so. This is Governor Football.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Krueger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Krueger Contracting on Facebook.
Back one final time to Hollister Field in Pierre. The Governors defeating Aberdeen Central 54-15 on a night when it is still 79 degrees as we approach the 10 o'clock hour. It's a hot night for football, but no cramps on the field, and that's a good thing. So everybody's in pretty good shape, and the Governors getting a good start. We wish safe travels to Aberdeen Central fans on the way home, and we remind everybody on behalf of the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety to buckle up every trip, every time, and seatbelts save lives. Put the phone away, too, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. What's going on elsewhere in South Dakota? One other game in the 11 AA ranks right now out in Rapid City, a second of two at O'Hara Stadium, and the Sturgis Scoopers have a 3-0 lead over Rapid City Central. There was action in 11 AAA tonight, including Rapid City Stevens, surprising and upsetting Sioux Falls Washington tonight, 26-21. So a good job for the Raiders in starting their season off. Meanwhile, Sioux Falls Jefferson defeated Harrisburg 43-13, and O'Gorman upending top-ranked Brandon Valley 55-20 tonight in the Metro Conference there. So some surprising scores. And again, if you missed anything last night, T area easily defeated Huron. Yankton beat Mitchell at Joe Quinnell Field as well. Brookings, who the Governors will see next week, a 26-3 winner over Watertown at the Dyke House. And that's where we will be next week as the Governors go to play the Brookings Bobcats. So we invite you to join us next Friday night for that one, as it'll be a 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff, Pierre and Brookings, apparel. of 1-0 teams and two teams that have had a really fun rivalry here in the last couple of seasons. Again, Friday night from Brookings. We've got volleyball coming up, too, on your official voice of the Governor's River 92.7 Thursday, when the Governors, who are now 3-0 after their win over Rapid City Central today, get on the road for the first time this season. They'll go out to play Douglas in Box Elder Thursday night, a matchup here on River 92.7, 7 o'clock. Pre-game and a 7:30 first serve. Then the Govs on Friday night when we've got football here on the FM. Join us on the AM with David Burrell going to Sturgis for Pier taking on the Scoopers in volleyball. And then Saturday afternoon back on the FM with the Governors at Spearfish. So a good start for the Governor volleyball squad. Good start for also the Governor football team here tonight. 54-15 is your final. With big thanks to Heather Williams and running the show in studio, we've got Caleb Brozek and Jordan Lutmer at side running video production for the help of Live Ticket. You can view this game back on demand once we sign off at drgnews.com and the River 92.7 page. I just see Sturgis ups their lead to 10-0 now in the first quarter over Rapid City Central. So the Scoopers looking good so far out west. Pier and Brookings next Friday night. The Governors, your final score on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard, defeating Aberdeen Central 54-15. Until we meet with you again Thursday for volleyball or next Friday for football, right here, stay with us. And we'll keep you covered, Governor football. Your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7, drgnews.com. Good night, everybody.
Pier Governor football on River 92.7 has been brought to you by BankWest, Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Capital City, Ford Lincoln Toyota, Kruger Contracting, and the Brittany Shufflebind Agency. Governor football is brought to you by Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, American Bank and Trust, Yesway, Pier Regional Airport, Nystrom Electrical Contracting, and Access Health, Fort Pier. And Governor football is brought to you in part by Kathy Sun and Shine Properties, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, TMA, Oahe Federal Credit Union, Lariat Lanes, Wegner Auto, Gators Pizza, Pasta and Subs, and Bauman Lumber. These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor football. Potsapa Agency, State Farm Insurance, the Hughes County Sheriff's Department, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office Division of Consumer Protection, Comtech, Coca-Cola Bottling, Leiden & Associates, Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg, Hermanson Endodontics, Cowboy Country Stores, and Gales Gas Service. The proceeding has been a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports on the official voice of the Pier Governors, River 92.7.